Well, there's an old saying around the parts of Atrium Health Ballpark, at least in the broadcast booth and the press box, Sundays are meant for revenge. I think I coined that last week as the Kannapolis Cannonballers were deep in the hole against the Fredericksburg Nationals in a tough series in which they dropped last Sunday's game by a score of 16-8. Here in Seeger Stadium in Fayetteville, the Ballers in a similar situation, looking to pick up a victory today and split the series here in Fayetteville. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on the free audio stream on kcballers.com. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action here live from Fayetteville Seeger Stadium. Beautiful ballpark. First time I've ever been out here is this weekend. Absolutely great spot for baseball. Blessed to have been able to take a nice little road trip here for the weekend and bring you all the action on the road. Ballers, again, looking to split the series today if they can pick up a victory. They're sitting at 9-11 on the record currently in fourth place in the Carolina League South Division. On the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers to get us going today is going to be the righty, 6'1", 184-pound, 19-year-old from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. It's Miguel Ulloa. It's his first start of 2022. He actually started the year on the injured list and is back on the active roster for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here as the Kannapolis Cannonballers looking to, again, even the series. Here in Fayetteville, it's Bunker's birthday, as last Sunday we had Boomer's birthday out at Atrium Health Ballpark. Here at Seeger Stadium, Bunker, their mascot here for the Woodpeckers. It's his birthday, all kinds of celebrations and stuff going on here at the ballpark. I think Boomer's birthday was a little better, though. We had cake. I don't think there's any plans for cake here at Seeger Stadium. Nonetheless, Boomer is actually made the trip, and he's here roaming around Seeger Stadium, cheering on the Cannonballers all the way. Leading off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers today is going to be Misael Gonzalez, the right fielder, back in the lineup after taking the night off last night. He'll be followed by DH wearing number 8 today. It's Wes Kath. The reason why he's wearing number 8 is because the Ballers are in the gray tops today. Gray pants, blue caps, red brim with Boomer, our beloved pistachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. First pitch of the beautiful Sunday fun day action here in Fayetteville is swung and a miss by Misael Gonzalez. We'll move to an 0-1 count at 93 on the radar gun from Ulloa. Misael making his return to the lineup after a day off yesterday. Takes the pitch down low for ball one, 96 on the radar gun from Ulloa. Again, his first start of 2022. He has not made an appearance yet this year after being placed on the injured list to begin the season. Pitches outside on the 1-1, now 2-1 the count, as Misael Gonzalez, the Bayamon Puerto Rico native, digs in to lead it off. Wes Kath, DH today, will follow. He is on deck. Ulloa, 2-1. Bounced in the dirt and picked behind the plate by Guillamo, starting backstop for Fayetteville. 3-1 now the count on Misael. DJ Gladney, first baseman, is in the hole. He'll bat third. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot, third baseman Wilfred Veras. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, will bat fifth. Here's a 3-1 from Ulloa. Fastball upstairs, ball four. Misael Gonzalez draws a leadoff walk here in the top of the first inning. That'll bring up Wes Kath, the DH. Polanco, the second baseman, is batting fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder Logan Glass. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, is batting seventh. Nick Thornquist, catcher from UTSA, will bat eighth. And batting ninth, center fielder Terrell Tatum. Runner on first is Misael Gonzalez. First pitch to Wes Kath is missed completely by the catcher in Guillamo. That'll allow Gonzalez to reach second base safely. It should go down as a wild pitch as it was low and inside on Wes Kath, allowing Gonzalez to scoot up to second base. Already a runner in scoring position for Kannapolis here in this top of the first inning. Wes Kath, number 6 overall prospect in the Chicago White Sox system, 19-year-old out of Scottsdale, Arizona, is Wes Kath. Last night, 0-for-4, the strikeout. The series not been his best of a series, however, still a bright future in this young man. 1-0 is inside, now 2-0 the count on Wes Kath. Just this week against the Woodpeckers, 2-for-15 with a double, two walks, Pitch is inside, now on. Kath will move to a 3-0 count as another beautiful day for baseball here in Fayetteville. 84 degrees about that right now in Fayetteville. Sunny, couple clouds in the sky, but pretty far away and not going to be anything to worry about. 3-0 fastball inside, ball four. Two walks already here in the top of the first inning for Miguel Ulloa, starting arm for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And already pitching coach John Kovalik is going to come out and have a chat with his young righty. There's already an arm warming in the bullpen for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder, drew a walk to start the ball game. Wes Kath, the DH, batting second, is on first base as it looks like Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mascot, has arrived here in the broadcast booth here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, enjoying Bunker's birthday. I still say, Boomer, I was saying as we were getting the game going, your birthday last week was much better. There's cake last week. There's no cake this week here in Fayetteville, to my knowledge. DJ Gladney, first baseman in today's ballgame, will dig in with two on and still nobody out as Ulloa already drawn a mound visit from pitching coach John Kovalik here in the top of the first. First pitch from Ulloa to Gladney is a fastball outside in the dirt, 93 on the radar gun, 1-0 now your count. As now catcher in Guillamo will go out and chat with Ulloa, get a quick scouting report on Gladney. Left to right in the outfield today for Fayetteville, Loperfido, Cerny, and Quincy Hamilton, as that is the second mound visit of the day for Fayetteville. Left to right in the infield for the Woodpeckers, Cody Orr, Leo's Danny Molina. Yuris Ramirez gets his first start of this weekend set, just the back three. And Victor Mascai is at first. Freddie Guillamo is behind the plate for Miguel Ulloa, as looks like there's a bit of an issue going on at home plate with the home plate umpire and Mickey Smith, and then the catcher in Freddie Guillamo, as they're going to call out the trainer for the Woodpeckers. It's Eric Braun. He's going to come out and chat with Guillamo. Not quite sure what the issue is. Looks like something on his hand is causing him trouble. The left hand of the right-handed throwing catcher, Freddie Guillamo. So Ulloa's already walked two guys in this half inning. Misael Gonzalez, they call him Misa. He's at second base, advanced on a wild pitch. And then after that, Wes Kath draws a walk. This Kannapolis Cannonballers offense has really been impressive with drawing walks. They're a very patient team. They're not a team that is necessarily rushing at the plate. They do pick up strikeouts, as does every team. The Kannapolis team that's rather patient with the walks. 83 walks on the year. Actually, the Fredericksburg Nationals lead the way in walks with a total of 133, almost double the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As the Fred Nats, we saw how good they were last week at Atrium Health Ballpark, taking 5 of 6 from Kannapolis. 1-0 swung on and fouled back by Gladney. 1-1 now your count as Guillamo still wincing and showing discomfort behind home plate is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers catcher out of the Houston Astros organization. Gladney lifts the 1-1 into left center field. That'll be playable for Joey Loperfido. He comes across and makes the grab for out number one here in the inning. Gladney with a hard hit line drive, but it's played well by the left fielder in Loperfido, former Duke Blue Devil, for out number one here in the inning. Runners stay put at second and first for Wilfred Veras, the third baseman in today's ballgame. Another beautiful day for baseball here in Fayetteville, mid-80s, sunny. Sunday fun day, 2:05, first pitch scheduled. Pitch is in there, called strike, 1-0-1 your count. Now on to Wilfred Veras. Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic native, picked up 2 home runs already this year, as well as 11 RBIs. Pitch is swung on and missed at the plate. Now 0-2 quickly the count on Wilfred Veras. Samuel Polanco Second baseman awaits on deck here in the top of the first inning. Pitch is delivered, and it gets back by the catcher in Guillamo. Runners will advance on the play. It'll go down as another wild pitch for Miguel Ulloa here in the frame. So now the runners advance. There's a runner on third. It's Misael Gonzalez. West Cath at second, who drew a walk, is at second base. The infield is now forced to come in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Ulloa on the bump with the orange glove delivers the 1-2. Off-speed pitch upstairs on Veras. Counting even out 2-2 now. Ulloa with a deep breath on the mound will deliver the pitch. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Veras for strike three. As Veras saw a fastball, he liked it. Went after it, couldn't quite catch up though. As he strikes out swinging for out number two here in the frame. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, will now dig in. As now time is called, and we're going to have another, looks like another meeting here, as looks like Vincent Blue, development coach for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, has come out, and looks like that's the end of the day already for Miguel Ulloa, starting arm for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. His day is already done. We're going to have a pitching change here in the top of the first inning. Still no score. The Ballers have two on and two out. Take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 6 foot, 205-pound righty from Edmond, Oklahoma, pitched at the University of Oklahoma, home of the Sooners, as he delivers the first pitch here in the top of the first inning to Samuel Polanco with two on and two out in the inning. Kannapolis and Fayetteville still scoreless. Zach Matthews, the righty on the bump, is the second pitcher already used by manager Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as Ulloa only able to make it through about two-thirds of an inning. 1-0 now, 2-0 the count on Samuel Polanco. Lefty second baseman digs in here in the top of the first inning. Zach Matthews on the bump, former Oklahoma Sooner. Apparently his father pitched at Washington State for a year. All kinds of fun. 2-0 swung on and foul tip straight back. Not able to be corralled by Guillamo. 2-1 now your count. Logan Glass awaits on deck for Kannapolis, the left fielder. Runner at third is Misael Gonzalez. West Cath at second. Both drew walks. Both advanced on wild pitches. 2-1 outside. Now 3-1 the count on Polanco. As for Zach Matthews, Edmond, Oklahoma, 23 years of age. Spent some time in the Complex League last season in 2021. He's a non-drafted free agent signee in 2020. 3-1 swung on and softly grounded up the middle, played by the shortstop Molina. Fires over to first in time for out number three. So the Ballers do get two runners on base, but they're unable to come up with any runs here in this top of the first frame. Bottom of the first headed your way here at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers still scoreless here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Brooks Goswine on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers to start things off here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch to the leadoff batter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers is Quincy Hamilton. It's inside for a 1-0 count now as Goswine, the lefty from Evanston, Illinois, will step up on the bump and be the starting arm for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 now, 2-0 the count as Quincy Hamilton takes ball two. Hamilton, the right fielder today, will be followed by Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop. Logan Cerny, center fielder, will bat third as 2-0 is in there, called strike one on Hamilton. Nice fastball from Brooks Goswine. Lo Perfido, left fielder, will bat in the cleanup spot, batting fourth. Batting fifth, third baseman Cody Orr. Victor Mascai, first baseman, bat sixth. 2-1 outside on Hamilton. Now 3-1 the count on the Centerville, Ohio native right fielder for the Woodpeckers. Kennedy Corona, DH, bats seventh. Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, will bat eighth. And batting ninth is the catcher, Freddie Guillamo. 3-1 from Goswine. Off-speed pitch catches the inside part of the plate on Hamilton. 3-2 is now your count. Full count now on Quincy Hamilton. He hit the home run on Friday night to give Fayetteville the 2-1 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. And ultimately, he'll give him the win. 3-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Brooks Goswine picks up his first strikeout of the day. He wastes no time. It's a swing and miss from Quincy Hamilton for out number one here in the bottom of the first inning. Now Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, will take his turn at the plate. Left to right in the outfield for Kannapolis, Logan Glass, Terrell Tatum, and Misael Gonzalez. Left to right in the infield, it goes Veras, Sanchez, Polanco, and Gladney. First pitch to Molina, swung on and lifted high and foul down the right field line. Misael Gonzalez collides with the wall down the right field line trying to make the grab. He won't be able to. We'll have an 0-1 count now on Molina. Tight quarters over there down the right field line as the seating bowl goes all the way down into that corner. 0-1 to count now on Molina. Crowding the plate, puts the bat over his right shoulder. 0-1. Off-speed pitch inside on Molina. 1-1 is now your count. Behind the plate today is Nick Thornquist, former UTSA Roadrunner, making his first start behind the plate for Goswine. 1-1 swung on and missed for strike two. 1-2, now your count. Goswine, the lefty, on the bump. 6'2", 205 pounds. He's 0-1 with a 10.29 ERA, but don't let that fool you. He's had a couple of decent starts. His last start, though, just wasn't all that good against the Frednats. 1-2 fastball outside, 2-2 is now your count. Last time out for Goswine, exactly a week ago today. Seven hits in three innings, five runs, two walks, and three strikeouts. 2-2 is swung on by Molina, lifted in the air in center field. Should be playable, though, for Terrell Tatum. It is indeed. Fly out to center field for Molina, out number two in the inning. Logan Cerny, center fielder, will now dig in. Goswine, a fourth-round selection in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. 124th overall pick. Again, it's his fourth start of the year, his second start on the road. He's allowed runs in every single one of his outings. However, he's a guy that can get the strikeouts and be a clutch arm when needed. First pitch swung on and missed by Cerny. 0-1 now the count. Goswine, a tricky pitcher. Five-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, changeball, changeup, curveball, and slider. 0-1 to Cerny, swung on and foul tipped back by the outfielder for the Woodpeckers. 0-2 now the count. Goswine actually uses different pitches for different handed batters. He has a different arsenal of pitches for different handed batters. To righties, such as Logan Cerny at the plate, he just goes four-seamer, curveball, change. 0-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Brooks Goswine picks up a 1-2-3 inning along with two strikeouts along the way. Quincy Hamilton strikes out, Molina flies out, and Logan Cerny down on strikes. Top of the second headed your way here in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Kannapolis Cannonballers still scoreless after one here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, it's a little bit of a battle of the Oklahomans here to begin the top of the second inning. Zach Matthews on the bump. He's from Edmond, Oklahoma. Logan Glass, left fielder for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, digs in, takes the first pitch for ball one. Glass, a Mustang, Oklahoma native, as Logan Glass digs in. It'll be followed by the rest of the Ballers lineup, Wilbur Sanchez and Nick Thornquist. Pitches outside, 2-0. Now your count to Glass. Ballers got two base runners backed on two walks by Miguel Ulloa. However, couldn't get any runs across the plate in that top of the first inning. 2-0 inside and in the dirt by Zach Matthews. Now Cal runs quickly 3-0 on Logan Glass, the left fielder. Batting just 143 to begin the year is Glass. However, he's got a couple of triples to his name as well as a pair of stolen bases. 3-0. Fastball inside, hits him on the elbow. That'll be not a ball four. It'll be a hit-by-pitch credited to Logan Glass as he wears one off of the elbow. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, will now dig in. So in the battle of the Oklahomans, it looks like Logan Glass takes this round, although it's a painful victory as he's hit by a pitch on the arm. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, will dig in with one on and nobody out. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop for Kannapolis, batting seventh in the lineup for Guillermo Quiroz. First pitch is inside on Sanchez, almost hits him, and it looks like they're going to say it did hit him. And Sanchez will take a free pass to first base as well, two straight. Batters plunked by Zach Matthews. Now Nick Thornquist, catcher in the eighth spot, will dig in as again, two straight hit by pitches on two straight pitches. As John Kovalik, the pitching coach for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, will now come out and a chat with Zach Matthews, as it looks like there is an arm warming in the pen now for Fayetteville. Can't quite see who it is from here. But Zach Matthews, two quick hit by pitches, and now two on and nobody out for Nick Thornquist. Nick Thornquist, such a new addition to the team. He hasn't even been able to make it to Kannapolis yet and get his Cannonballers batting helmet. He's rocking the matte black Chicago White Sox batting helmet, along with the gray tops, gray pants, red socks for anybody who decides to pull them up. Blue caps, red brim with Boomer on the front of the caps for Kannapolis. Thornquist, catcher, former UTSA boy, takes the first pitch in there, called strike one from Matthews. Fayetteville Woodpeckers going with their Sunday alternates. It's the red tops, white pants, all black caps with the Woodpecker logo on the very front of the cap. 0-1 your count now on Thornquist. The 5'8" catcher takes the pitch inside for Matthews. Now 1-1 your count. Nick Thornquist, 5'8", 175-pound, 24-year-old. He's from Billings, Montana. Signed as a free agent in 2021 by the White Sox. Again, former UTSA Roadrunner at a Conference USA. Thornquist on the lineup today for the second time as a Cannonballer. 1-1 is inside, skips out of the glove of the catcher Guillamo. That'll allow both runners to advance on the play. We'll await the official scoring decision here in Fayetteville. However, both runners do advance. We'll get the clarification, though, if it was a pass ball or a wild pitch here in just a moment, hopefully, as Nick Thornquist at the bump with two on, and it is still nobody out. Infield forced to play in now for Fayetteville. 2-1. Another fastball in the dirt. Runner in Logan Glass is going to skip all the way home as it's another wild pitch for Zach Matthews. Glass will cross the plate. Wilbur Sanchez will advance to third. Ballers on the board first here in the top of the second inning. Ballers take the lead. It's the first time they've had a lead since Friday night. Still nobody out in the inning. Wilbur Sanchez at third. Infield playing in for Fayetteville with Thornquist at the plate. 3-1. Check swing at the plate. Did he go around? No, as Thornquist will take a free pass on a walk from Matthews to first base. Again, an arm still warming for Fayetteville in the pen. However, now runners on the corners and still nobody out in the frame for Terrell Tatum. Terrell Tatum on a two-game reach base streak currently. This series, he's 1-for-6 with two walks, three strikeouts. Former NC State outfielder, 16th round pick in 2021. Zach Matthews on the bump as the Ballers lead 1-0, as now home plate umpire has issued a pitch clock violation on Zach Matthews. 1-0 is now your count as the pitch clock expired before Matthews delivered the pitch. 1-0 now, 2-0 already the count on Terrell Tatum. That's actually the first time we've seen a pitch clock violation all weekend here in Fayetteville. Haven't had too many issues with the pitch clock. However, we see it today with Zach Matthews on the bump. 2-0, Fastball catches the inside part of the plate at 97. On the radar gun, hard fastball from Zach Matthews. 2-1, now your count. Terrell Tatum, Memphis, Tennessee native. Last time out, 0-for-2 with a walk and two strikeouts in the nine hole last night. 2-1 fastball outside now, 3-1 the count as Terrell Tatum with the shiny Adidas cleats on and the all-black Evo shield protecting his right foot. We'll step in with a 3-1 count. Runners on the corners. Nobody out here in this top of the second here in Fayetteville. Matthews on the bump, 3-1. Another fastball outside, ball four. It's another free pass issued by Zach Matthews. Thornquist will advance the second. Terrell Tatum will take the free pass. That's now a total of four walks for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers through the first time through the lineup. Kannapolis still searching for their first base hit of the ball game. Neither side has a base knock through an inning, and that's it. As Kannapolis has the bases loaded and nobody out. Misael Gonzalez, leadoff batter, right fielder. He'll dig in now with bases loaded, nobody out. Matthews, first pitch. Gonzalez swings on it, lifts it high and foul. Looks like it'll land in the front row of the Avex Veterans Club down the right field line here at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville. If you've ever been to Segra Stadium, the Avex Veterans Club, basically, if you've ever been to Kannapolis and gotten to sit in our wonderful Kinetic Club, it's basically their take on the Kinetic Club. Pitches inside, but it's called a strike on Misael Gonzalez. 0-2, now your count on the Kannapolis Cannonballers leadoff batter. Westcath, DH awaits on deck here with an 0-2 count. Nobody out on Gonzalez. Fastball inside. It plunks him on the stomach, and that'll be a hit-by-pitch for the third time this inning. So three hit-by-pitches and two walks, and another run will cross the plate for Kannapolis. It's Wilbur Sanchez. Thornquist advances to third. Terrell Tatum to second. Misael Gonzalez on a hit-by-pitch. The ballers lead down 2-0. Here with still no hits, bases loaded, and nobody out. Westcath, big opportunity here. Bases loaded as the fastball gets by the catcher in Guillamo. However, it skips off the bottom railing behind the plate at Segra Stadium. 1-0, and now your count on Westcath. Runners started to advance on the play. However, the ball skipped back so quickly to the backstop in Guillamo. Runners are forced to hold on. Bases loaded, nobody out. 1-0. Here's a delivery to Westcath. Another fastball upstairs. 2-0. Now the count on Westcath. August the 3rd of 2002. He's still just 19 years of age. He is a Scottsdale, Arizona native, Westcath. Desert Mountain High School native is Kath, 2-0. Another fastball, it's upstairs, 3-0. Now you're offering ...3-0 count, still nobody out in the inning. Top of the second here in Fayetteville. Ballers lead 2-0 over the Woodpeckers, 3-0. Fastball outside, ball four. Westcath draws a bases loaded walk, and absolutely nothing is going right in the way of pitching for Fayetteville here in this one so far. Westcath draws a bases-loaded walk. It'll be the third run to cross the plate for Kannapolis with still no hits to the Cannonballers' name. As now DJ Gladney will dig in, but looks like that'll be the end of the day for Zach Matthews, as looks like the arm in the Fayetteville pen is warming up. Looks like our development coach in Vincent Blue for the Woodpeckers. Looks like he'll take Zach Matthews out of this ball game. Quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the way for Fayetteville when we return. Ballers lead 3-0 here in Fayetteville. Well, the Kannapolis Cannonballers still don't have a base hit here in the top of the second inning, but they already lead 3-0 thanks to a wonderful stretch, or what should I say, not so wonderful stretch of pitching for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hit by pitch, walk, walk, hit by pitch, walk. Has generated bases loaded and still nobody out in the inning as DJ Gladney at the plate with a 1-0 count swings on the pitch and lifts it high and foul, and it splashes down. Here at Seger Stadium, section 122, it lands right into a cup of beer. Here at the ballpark, looks like it's row C, D area, somewhere around there. And a foul ball lands directly into a cup of beer here at the ballpark. That is incredible. 1-1 count on DJ Gladney, bases loaded. New arm on the bump for Fayetteville. It's Fabricio Reyna on the mound as he delivers the 1-1 to Gladney outside. 2-1. Now your count on Mr. Gladney, the man they call Big Red around Kannapolis. DJ Gladney, one of the bright spots for the Ballers on offense consistently. 2-1 outside. Now 3-1 the count. Gladney tied for the team lead in RBIs with 13. He also has two home runs on the year. The last time he hit a home run, well, actually, it came back on April the 9th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, against Fabricio Reyna with the bases loaded. As he swings on the 3-1, grounds it to third base, skips off the glove of Cody Orr. It'll allow another run to score as Gladney will get an RBI across the plate. Terrell Tatum will score. Gonzalez moves to third, Westcath to second, and DJ Gladney is safely at first base. We'll wait the call from the score here in Fayetteville. I'm not sure how they'll score it here at Segra Stadium. Not sure if they're going to give Cody Orr an error on the play or they're going to say it was too hard to hit a ball. My humble opinion, I'm going to say it was an error on Cody Orr. Regardless, base is still loaded for Wilfred Veras. First pitch outside, 1-0 now the count on Veras. They are going to give an error to Cody Orr on the play. So an E5 allows Gladney to reach base again here in this inning. Pitch is swung on and missed by Veras. Now 0-2. Your count on the third baseman in this one. Bases still loaded. Kannapolis leads 4-0 here at Segra Stadium. Ballers still don't have a base hit. Pitch is inside, now 2-1, your count on Wilfred Veras. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, awaits on deck here in this top of the second inning. As we're already almost an hour into this ballgame, and we're still just at the top of the second. Veras swings in, foul tips the ball down the first baseline, foul, 2-2, now your count. It's been a flurry of walks, hit by pitches, and an error, allowing Kannapolis to garner 4 runs here in this top of the second inning. Veras on the bump. Reyna at the mound as 2-2 swung and a miss by Veras. It's a strikeout, second time today. Veras has struck out swinging, and there's the first out of the inning as Veras 0 for 2 with two swinging strikeouts. Samuel Polanco, you now dig in. Samuel Polanco grounded out in the first inning as he's got the bases loaded and one out. Pitch from Reyna inside for ball one. As for Fabricio Reyna, 6'3", 175-pound righty from Marque, Venezuela, 22 years of age. He pitched 17 games for Fayetteville in 2021. He was a international free agent signee in 2017. 1-0, big swing at the plate and a miss by Polanco. 2-0. As rather 1-1 is now your count. Look at the wrong thing here at Seger Stadium in Fayetteville. Series finale between these two sides, Ballers and Woodpeckers. Pitches low to Polanco, now 2-1 your count. Bases are chucked full as Polanco is at the plate. Gonzalez at third, Kath at second, Gladney is at first. Pitch is inside, now 3-1 the count on Samuel Polanco. All kinds of struggles going on for Fayetteville on the pen. Nobody can really find the strike zone. Reyna now at 14 pitches and just 6 strikes on the day. 3-1 count, still just one out, top second here in Fayetteville. Here's the offering to Polanco, swung on, grounded over to first base. Victor Mascai can't make the play, but he corrals the ball and flips it underhand to the covering Reyna at first base. It's a 3-1 ground out for Samuel Polanco for out number two, but another run does cross the plate. It's Misael Gonzalez. West Kath makes it to third. DJ Gladney is at second. So now it's 5-0 in favor of the good guys, the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers here in Fayetteville. It's now 2-on, 2-out for Logan Glass. Logan Glass hit by a pitch to get this whole party started here in the top of the second inning. Again, the Ballers lead 5-0, and they still don't have a base hit at all. Pitch is swung on and missed by Glass. 0-1 now your count. Quite possibly one of the weirdest innings I've ever seen of baseball. A team is able to put up 5 runs on no hits and an error. That's it. Just one error, no hits. Pitch is outside the Glass. 1-1 now your count. It's got to set some sort of record. I wonder what the record is for most runs scored without a base hit. I'll do some research, and I'll see if I can get back to y'all on that. 1-1 the count on Glass as Reyna delivers the pitch outside. 2-1 now your count on the Mustang, Oklahoma native Logan Glass. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, awaits on deck here in this top of the second inning. Kannapolis leading 5-0 here in the series finale in Fayetteville. 2-1. Swung on and hit hard to the shortstop. Molina makes the grab, spins around, fires over to first in time. 4-3. Nice play in the field by the shortstop, Leo's Danny Molina. It's out number 3 here in this top of the second inning. So the Ballers still are being, quote-unquote, no hit. However, they lead 5-0 here in Fayetteville. With the bottom of the second headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Brooks Goswine delivers the first pitch up the bottom of the second inning to the leadoff batter of this half inning. It's Joey Loperfido digging in to face off against the lefty Brooks Goswine. Bottom second, Kannapolis still doesn't have a hit, neither does Fayetteville, as Goswine got a 1-2-3 inning last time, as the 1-0 well inside on Loperfido. 2-0 now your count. Ballers don't have a base hit, but somehow, some way, they lead 5-0 here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, where the Ballers have gotten 5 runs thanks to a flurry of walks, a couple of hit-by pitches as well, some wild pitching from the Woodpeckers on the mound. Pitch is inside on Loperfido, but it catches enough of the zone for home plate umpire Mickey Smith's liking. 2-1 now your count. Loperfido swings at this pitch and fouls it off the window here at the press box in Sager Stadium. 2-2 now your count. As Loperfido loops a foul ball that, had it been a little bit to the left, would have been right in my window, and I would have made the grab for sure. 2-2. Swung on and hit into the air by Loperfido into shallow left field. Wilbur Sanchez coming out from short, but Logan Glass, left fielder, steps in, makes the grab for out number one here in this bottom of the second inning. Cody Orr, third baseman, will now dig in. Cody Orr, third baseman, committed an error back in the top of the second that allowed another run to cross the plate for Kannapolis. First pitch inside, now 1-0 the count as Goswine back on the pump. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the first, picked up 2 strikeouts along the way as well. Cody Orr, the primary third baseman for Fayetteville, takes the 1-0 in there, called strike one. Cody Orr makes his 14th start at third base for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-1 is outside on Orm. We'll go now to 2-1. Another beautiful day here in Fayetteville. All kinds of action going on. It's Bunker's birthday, so we actually have Boomer, our beloved mascot here, supporting the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as well as giving Bunker an extra friend for his birthday. 2-1 is grounded over to third. Making the play is Veras. He fires it over. It's not in time as the throw is off the mark. Veras could have set his feet and made the play, but it'll go down more than likely as an E5 on the play, allowing Cody Orr to reach base. Victor Mascott will dig in. Victor Mascott, first baseman, will step in. Neither side has a hit yet here in this game. First pitch to Mascai is an off-speed pitch off the plate by Goswine. 1-0 now your count. Getting Bunker's birthday, all kinds of birthday decorations all around the ballpark. Still no cake, though. I'm waiting for a piece of cake. I ended up having some after the game for Boomer's birthday, and it was pretty tasty. 1-0, quick check on the runner is not in time. I don't know, what's the best birthday cake flavor? I feel like birthday cake is all its own flavor, but then you can go with just about any cake for your birthday. Pitch is outside to Mascai. We'll move now to a 2-0 count on the Woodpeckers first baseman. I know my personal favorite, 1-1 actually, on Mascai, is pitch is redacted and called a strike by Mickey Smith. 1-1 in the dirt, picked out by Thornquist, and it's going to be a wild pitch on Goswine as Cody Orr advances on the play. Wild pitch, now runner on second with just one out. Back to the birthday cake topic, because now I want a piece of my mom's chocolate cake. My mom makes the best chocolate cake in the world, and I have Walker Brook, our senior ticket sales executive here in the press box with me here at Sager Stadium. There's actually a bunch of our Ballers front office came out today, made the 2.5 hour drive over. Nice day for baseball. They got a suite over there, and they're hanging out with Boomer. Pitch is inside to Mascai. We'll move to a 2-1 count now on the first baseman for Fayetteville. Swing and a miss at the plate by Mascai. It's another strikeout for Gosswine. So swing and a miss. He struck him out. Victor Mascai down on strikes for out number two here in this bottom of the second inning. It's the third strikeout of the day for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Third strikeout of the day for Brooks Gosswine. Kennedy Corona, DH, will now dig in as he's got two outs and a runner on second. Decent lead at second for Cody Orr as Gosswine takes a deep breath and fires the pitch. It is outside for ball one, 92 on the radar gun. Kennedy Corona from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Still one of the coolest names in minor league baseball, Kennedy Corona. 1-0 from Gosswine, off speed off the plate, 2-0. Now your count. Cody Orr at second base. Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, awaits side deck here for Fayetteville. Count delivery from Gosswine. Fastball outside to Kennedy Corona. We'll move now 3-0 at the plate on the DH here for Fayetteville. Runner on second, two outs, 3-0 count on Corona. Gosswine in the bump, delivers the pitch. Another fastball outside. It's a four-pitch walk for Gosswine, his first walk of the ball game. It's Kennedy Corona drawing the four-pitch walk. Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, digs in. Fayetteville Woodpeckers overall are a total of 1-2 in series finales. They're 0-2 on the road, 1-0 at home. As for Yuris Ramirez, now at the plate, swings and misses at the first pitch. It is 0-1 your count now on Ramirez. He swings and misses at the first pitch by Gosswine. 2-1, 2-out, bottom second as the pitch is in there, swung on and missed by Ramirez, 0-2. Now your count on the starting second baseman for the Woodpeckers here in this one. Gosswine in the bump, the lefty with a tan glove, sets at the waist, takes a peek at second, delivers the pitch. Swung on and fouled off his own foot, it looks like. We'll move now to another 1-2 count. Starting to feel a little more like summer out here today in Fayetteville. It's a little toasty. It's humid. As we're over here in the sand hills at Sager Stadium. Pitch is swung and missed by Ramirez at the plate. He struck him out. Brooks Gosswine picks up strikeout number four on the day. It's a swing and a miss from Yuris Ramirez. All swinging strikeouts so far for the lefty Gosswine. But top of the third headed your way here in Fayetteville. Peckers and Ballers going at it in the series finale. Kannapolis leads 5-0, still hitless here in this ball game on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm in the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the top of the third inning as Wilbur Sanchez swings and misses at the first pitch. And he actually fouls it back, I should say. 0-1 now your count as a new arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Delivers the 0-1 in the dirt now picked out by catcher in Guillamo. 1-1 your count now. 1-2 as Sanchez swings and misses at the pitch for 1-2 count now. Nick Swanson, new arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpecker. 6'2", 180-pound righty from Tulsa, Oklahoma. As Sanchez hits this ball hard up the middle for a base hit into center field. It's the first base hit of the ball game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It only took 3 innings, and they've already got 5 runs on the board thanks to 5 walks and 3 hit-by-pitches. By the Woodpecker staff. Nick Thornquist, catcher, will dig in as Nick Swanson is on the bump. Again, Swanson, his appearance here today makes him the 4th different pitcher already used by the Woodpeckers. Thornquist takes the pitch outside, ball 1. Nick Swanson spent last year in the complex league. He's 22 years of age. 16th round pick in 2021 out of Northeastern State. Pitch gets by the catcher in Guillamo. Sanchez will jog over to second as it's a wild pitch for Nick Swanson. Sanchez advances on a wild pitch. Now runner in scoring position and nobody out for Nick Thornquist. As for Nick Swanson, played at Seminole College State, Northeastern State. Northeastern State in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Pitch is swung on and missed. 1-2 now, the count on Thornquist. Tahlequah, Oklahoma, Northeastern State product is Nick Swanson as Thornquist lifts this 1-2 in the air in the infield, played by the first baseman, Maskai. 4 out, number 1 in the inning. Runner at second and Sanchez stays put. It's a P3. In the book for Thornquist. Terrell Tatum, 9-hole man, center fielder, will now dig in. Swanson again, 6'2", 180 pounds. Attended Bixby High School in Bixby, Oklahoma. He's actually teammates with the Washington Nationals pitching prospect, Cade Cavalli, who's the number one prospect in the Nats system. As Tatum swings on the first pitch and lifts it high and foul. 0-1, now your count. Actually, cool fact on Nick Swanson, he's a Cherokee Nation citizen. Actually learned a few years ago through a blood test from his mother that his biological grandfather is actually Cherokee. Cool little fact on Nick Swanson as Terrell Tatum takes the pitch inside. 1-1, now your count on the 9-hole man for the Kannapolis Cannonballers during the top of the third inning. First time appearing against the ballers for Nick Swanson. Delivers the pitch low to Tatum. 2-1. Now your count. Misael Gonzalez, leadoff batter, awaits on deck here in this top of the third. 2-1 lifted high and foul. We'll have to do a 2-2 now on Terrell Tatum. Runner on second is Wilbur Sanchez. Kannapolis leads 5-0 here with just 1 hit in the ball game, and he's sitting at second base. It's Wilbur Sanchez. 2-2 inside. Count now runs full on the former NC State Wolfpack outfielder, Terrell Tatum, part of that College World Series team last year against Vanderbilt. Swanson on the bump, delivers the pitch, swung on and fouled back to me. Here at the press box in Segra Stadium. I'm ready. I'm always going to make the grab. Nobody believes me, but I am ready. I'm going to make the grab. Actually, my good friend in Bunker has left me a giant glove here in the press box. I'll be able to make the grab. I promise. Full count now as Tatum swings on the pitch and grounds it to second base. Making the play is Ramirez. Flips it over in time for out number two in the inning. Sanchez advances to third on the play as Tatum grounds out in a 4-3 for out number two. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder, will now dig in. Misael Gonzalez, he's reached base both times today with a walk and a hit by pitch. Pitch is in there, called strike one. Nice fastball from Nick Swanson. Fourth different arm already used by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in this ballgame. 0-1. Swung and missed by Gonzalez. 0-2. Now your count. We can close the book, though, on the other arms for Fayetteville. Starting arm, Ulola. Two-thirds of an inning. No hits, no runs. Two walks, one strikeout. And then things got hairy as Gonzalez takes the 0-2 in there, called strike three. Misael Gonzalez strikes out looking for out number three here in this top of the third. Bottom of the third headed your way here in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Kannapolis Cannonballers going at it. Good guys and the Ballers lead 5-0 here at Sager Stadium here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Be back in just a moment. Freddie Guillamo, followed by Quincy Hamilton and Leo's Danny Molina here in the bottom of third inning as Brooks Goswine back on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the third here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Good guys, the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead 5-0 here in the series finale. Six games here in Fayetteville comes to a close today. Ballers back at home Tuesday through Sunday against the Down East Wood Ducks at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 now, 1-1 on Freddie Guillamo, the catcher. Be sure to grab your tickets, as everything this week here coming up at Atrium Health Ballpark, it's going to be a fantastic week of baseball. 1-1 is swung and hit high and foul down the line and left. 1-2, now your count. All kinds of promotions coming up this week, all kinds of fun. Our biggest Thirsty Thursday of the night of the year so far on Thursday, Cinco de Mayo. Looking forward to it for sure. 1-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Brooks Goswine picks up another strikeout here in this outing. It's Freddie Guillamo swinging and missing at that pitch as now Goswine sits at 5 strikeouts through his first time up in the lineup. Quincy Hamilton, the right fielder, will now dig in. All kinds of fun going down at Atrium Health Ballpark next week. Again, fireworks on Thursday for Cinco de Mayo. Fireworks again on Saturday. As Quincy Hamilton takes the pitch inside, 1-0 now your count on the right fielder, former Wright State outfielder, fifth round pick in 2021 out of Centerville, Ohio, is Quincy Hamilton. Check swing, 1-0 at the plate. Check swing, did he go? No, says our infield umpire, and Dennis Meshaw. Home plate umpire today is Mickey Smith, as looks like there's a train going through in the outfield. Again, here in Fayetteville, if you've never been able to come out here to Fayetteville, only about 2.5 hours from Kannapolis, 2-0 now, 2-1. One of the coolest features about this ballpark is that it's literally tucked in between two train tracks, and those train tracks get used quite a bit. 2-1, grounded over to third, making the play is Veras, fired over to first in time for out number two. Veras makes the play. It's a 5-3 putout of Quincy Hamilton for out number two. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, will now dig in as, again, one of the coolest things here in Fayetteville. It's in between two train tracks. The one train track mainly used for more like more transportation, more Amtrak kind of stuff on the third base side of the ballpark, as the first pitch of the at-bat for Molina lifted high and deep and gone into left field. Leo's Danny Molina, it's a solo shot here in the inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as they cut the end of the lead now 5-1. It's a solo shot. Leo's Danny Molina gets one barely over the wall in left field. I'm trying to talk about trains over here, and Leo's Danny Molina spoiling the fun with a solo home run. 5-1 your score in favor still of the good guys of Kannapolis Cannonballers. Well, as I was saying before, Leo's Danny Molina goes and spoils the fun. Again, third base side, train tracks mostly used for pedestrian cars, for travel cars. And out in right field, there's another train track. It's more transporting goods, more of the CRX cars and some of the cars actually that we've seen go by the tracks out there. We've seen a bunch of Army vehicles. Of course, Fort Bragg not far here in Fayetteville, about 15 minutes or so down the road. All kinds of fun stuff. 1-1 your count on Logan Cerny, center fielder in the three hole for the Woodpeckers. 1-1 swung on and fouled off the back of Logan Cerny. We'll do it now at 1-2 as Goswine allows a solo shot into left field. Fayetteville has their first hit of the ball game, and it's 5-1 in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Goswine in the bump. He's got 5 strikeouts in this one already. 1-2 tapped foul by Logan Cerny. We'll have to do it again at 1-2. Really cool scene here in Fayetteville. Really cool to see the effect that the trains have sometimes. Sometimes it does stink, though. I was talking to some of the press box folks here at the ballpark, and they're saying sometimes the train just stops, and you're stuck for like an hour trying to get out of here. 1-2, grounded over to shortstop. Sanchez makes the play. The throw is wild, though, and DJ Gladney can't make the tag. Logan Cerny reaches base safely on the play. He reaches first. Does Logan Cerny. So now 2 out, runner on first, and it's Joey Loperfido digging in for the Woodpeckers. We'll say if you like good barbecue, Fayetteville's great. A lot of good barbecue around here. It's Eastern North Carolina, so you're going to get a lot of the Eastern sauce out here, which I don't mind Eastern sauce at all. I'm more of a Western sauce guy, though. Pitch is in there, called strike one on Joey Loperfido. I had to explain to Woodpeckers broadcaster Andrew Chapman that there's 3 types of Carolina barbecue sauce. Of course, there's the Eastern sauce out here in Eastern North Carolina. Pitch is in the dirt to Loperfido. 1-1. Now your count. Eastern sauce, vinegar base. It's kind of watery, and it's very, you know, it's got a little bit of a vinegar kick to it. Western sauce, of course, is ketchup based. It's a little thicker. It's a little sweeter. But then there's the South Carolina mustard sauce, and that stuff is delectable. 1-1 count, 2 outs, as Loperfido grounds the pitch into right field for a base knock off the arm of Goswine. Rounded second, headed for third is Logan Cerny. Makes it in there safely as Loperfido with a single here in this third inning. And the Woodpeckers starting to get the offense going, as now they have runners on the corners. Still 2 outs to the third baseman in Cody Orr. Brooks Gastwein on the bump so far, only allowed two hits in this ballgame. One of them being a solo shot to left field off the bat of Leo's Danny Molina. Now Cody Orr on with two on and still two out. Quick check on the runner in first is not in time. We'll have to await the first pitch, the at-bat for Cody Orr. 0-1 is your count as there was a pitch clock violation by the batter, Cody Orr. Gastwein delivers the 0-1, swung and a miss, now 0-2 the count on Orr, the third baseman. Orr reached on an error back in the second inning as we're here in the bottom of the third in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Kannapolis Cannonballers going at it in the series finale. Gastwein, 0-2, fastball upstairs on Orr. We'll have to await the delivery, make it 1-2. Again, just a quick look at the struggles on the bump for Fayetteville as Zach Matthews only goes a third of an inning. No hits, but five runs, four earned. Three walks, a couple hit-by-pitches as well. 1-2, swung on, lifted high, and foul down the line, and it lands out of play. We'll have to do another 1-2 as Cody Orr battling at the plate with Brooks Gastwein. Fabricio Reyna comes in the second inning, goes one inning, and only gets one strikeout. Other than that, nothing else to note. A couple of walks and hit-by-pitches as well. Nick Swanson on the bump, an inning, a hit, and two strikeouts as Orr lifts this one into right center field. That'll get down and be a base hit and RBI. Cerny will score. Rounding second, headed for third is Joey Loperfido. The Woodpeckers putting together some offense as Cody Orr with a base hit scores another run. It's Logan Cerny here for Kannapolis. Score now 5-2. As now pitching coach and John Eli is going to come out and chat with Brooks Gastwein. No arms warming in the pen yet for the ballers. However, a bit of action going on out there just to see how everyone's doing. Gastwein on the bump, making his fourth start of the season, I should say. Ballers defense already with two errors. Wilbur Sanchez with a throwing error. Wilfred Ferras at third with an error in the second. Spadesville has been able to put together some runs here in this third inning. Victor Maskei, first baseman, will now take any struckout swinging in the second inning. Gastwein in the bump. Pitch is on the lower part of the strike zone for strike one to Victor Maskei. The Maria Brazil native is Victor Maskei. Decent lead at first for Cody Orr. Gastwein takes a deep breath, delivers the pitch. Fastball low and outside. We'll move now 1-1 on to Victor Maskei. Maskei had a home run in the ballgame on Friday that ended up pulling the Woodpeckers over the Ballers. 2-1 now your count on Maskei. A little bit of a peek at some of the other games going on in the Carolina League. Carolina and Down East already in the bottom of the 10th. It's 3:20 on the East Coast, and they're in the bottom of the 10th already. That's a quick game. 6-4 in favor of the Mudcats as pitches low in the dirt. 3-1 now the count on Victor Maskei. Carolina and Down East. I thought we were having some quick games here. The last two nights have been 2 hours and a couple of minutes. 3-1 in there, called strike two. Nice hook curveball from Brooks Gastwein. Full count now on Maskei. Augusta leading 5-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds in the bottom of the eighth. Top six in Lynchburg. Hillcats losing to the Salem Red Sox 2-0. Of course, here in Fayetteville. Pitch is inside on Maskei. Ball four. Brooks Gastwein with a walk. It'll allow Cody Orr to advance on the play. Maskei with a walk. Now bases loaded for Kennedy Corona, the DH. Charleston and Fredericksburg getting underway tonight at 6:05 on a Sunday. Myrtle Beach and Columbia getting going at 6:05 as well. As there's already finals down in the Florida State League, the other low A league. Of course, there's three low A leagues, the Carolina, the California, and the Florida State. Pitch swung on and fouled back by Corona. 0-1. Now your count. Actually, Florida State League game was the first ever minor league baseball game I ever attended. I actually remember it very vividly back in 2009. Clearwater Threshers and Tampa Yankees. 0-1 swung on and missed by Corona. 0-2. Now your count. That's a great question to ask someone when they're in minor league baseball is, do you remember what your first minor league baseball game was? Because it's a monumental night. Like, going to your first game is always kind of fun. My first major league game was later that year, too. Got to see the Tigers and the Tampa Bay Rays. 0-2 in the dirt, 1-2 now the count. That was back when the Tigers actually were pretty loaded. Miguel Cabrera was in his prime, and Justin Verlander was on the bump for the Detroit Tigers. That was a fun one. Got to go with my grandparents as a 9-year-old for my birthday down in Tampa. Tropicana Field's not that bad, folks. 1-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. You know who's not bad? Brooks Goswine. He's picked up 6 strikeouts now through 3 innings. Goswine has already set a season high for strikeouts in a single outing, as we'll have a infield drag here at Sagra Stadium headed to the top of the 4th here in Fayetteville. Looks like Boomer is going to help out with the grounds crew. Awesome stuff. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and get you all the action here in just a moment. Might have a special guest joining me next half inning. Back here in Fayetteville in the top of the 4th inning, Wes Kath digs in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers to lead things off. 5-2, your score in favor of the good guys, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitch is in there called strike one on Wes Kath. 1-1. Now your count. Nick Swanson back on the bump for Kannapolis here in this one. Pitch is inside, but it's called a strike anyways. 1-2. Now your count. Is actually have a very special guest here in the press box here in the broadcast booth. It's Walker Brook, our senior ticket sales executive for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Swung on and grounded by Kath over to first base. Making the play is Maskai. Wes Kath is out on a 3-2. But Walker, welcome to the broadcast, my friend.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you letting me hop on this afternoon and take in some Ballers baseball. It's a little different feel out here, not roaming around in the seats, but definitely enjoy to coming back and sitting in the press box.
So this is not your first time here either, as you were here on Friday night, was able to catch some of the game there. As DJ Gladney digs in, he's taking the pitch for strike one. Beautiful ballpark here, as I'll pretty much ask you the same question that I did Matt Millward, our GM, who was here in the broadcast last night. Is what do you think of this place, man? It's a brand new ballpark, opened only in 2019, as pitch is outside to Gladney, 1-2 the count.
Yeah, I like the place. Hopefully today is the first time I see the Ballers win inside the stadium. Last year we came out for a couple games and actually witnessed that we had witnessed the first no-hitter. So that was a little bit unfortunate, but hopefully we can turn the tides today and go back to K-Town with a W.
It would be nice to go back to Kannapolis and go back on a winning note, because there's really, when a team wins and they have to get away now, as it's getaway day technically in minor league baseball. DJ Gladney swings and misses at strike three. Wilfred Veras in there now with a 1-0 count, as Veras bloops this 1-0 down the line and left for a base knock. Lo Profito, left fielder, makes the play. Veras going to try to stretch a new one. Double, he does, safely, as he safely slides into second base. Veras redeems himself for the two strikeouts. He's got a two-out double here in the bottom of the third inning. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, will dig in. But the bus rides are more fun when the team wins to end the series, and they go back. It's about a 2.5-hour ride over to Kannapolis. Not too bad, as you know, a lot of our front office staff has come out today as well, enjoying a nice day. It's Bunker's birthday, so Boomer even made the trip over. It's a fun day here in Fayetteville. Samuel Polanco at the dish. Runner at second is Wilfred Veras. Polanco swings weakly at the pitch and grounds it up the line. 0-1, and now you're counting. Walker, maybe tell me who your favorite player is, one guy that stood out to you maybe in this Ballers lineup. I know we've had a lot of offensive talent as well as some pitching talent indeed for the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Yeah, I don't really have a favorite. Actually, one of the cool things working in minor league baseball, you kind of get to do it all. So while my primary role is selling tickets, getting people into the stadium, whether it be a group outing, season ticket holders, 10-game mini plan holders, I also do help out in the clubhouse a lot after the games as well. So most people think, oh, you just get to come in 9 to 5, but it's certainly not like that. And so
that's part of minor league baseball indeed, as Samuel Polanco swings to the 0-2 and misses on the curveball, strike three. So Veras picks up a double. Samuel Polanco strikes out swinging for the third out here at the top of the fourth inning. We're here in the broadcast booth. Dan Helody here with Walker Brook, our senior ticket sales executive, here in the fourth inning in Fayetteville. We'll take a quick break, get you all the details on all the fun here in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers, good guys lead 5-1 here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Don't go anywhere. Walker, stay put, my friend. Juris Ramirez, Freddie Guillamo, and Quincy Hamilton do up in the frame here in the bottom of the fourth inning at Segra Stadium. Kannapolis Cannonballers lead 5-2 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Brooks Goswine back out there for another inning of action. Delivers the first pitch for a called strike to Juris Ramirez. Dan Helody here with Walker Brooks, senior ticket sales executive for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, here enjoying a beautiful afternoon of baseball. Pitch is in there, called strike two off speed on Juris Ramirez. 0-2 now the counted walker. So tell me a little bit about your journey through the world that is sports. How did you get your start in minor league baseball? And tell me a little bit about some of your background in the sport as the pitches outside 1-2, Juan Ramirez.
Yeah, so I grew up in Pennsylvania, just outside. Actually, Pittsburgh is my hometown. Then went to school at the University of Oklahoma. Worked in kind of media relations and PR kind of for a couple years as an unpaid intern. It's got to start somewhere, right? So anyways, did that for 4 years. Got exposed to a lot of different stuff through football team, basketball, men's basketball, women's basketball, soccer, and then most importantly, the baseball team that I loved so much and grew.
As Ramirez grooves this 1-2 into left field, going back is the left fielder Glass. He looks up and it's out of here. Yuris Ramirez picks up a solo shot here to lead things off in the bottom of the fourth inning for Fayetteville. Your score now is 5-3 as the Woodpeckers slowly starting to come out of this deficit that they put themselves into back in the second inning, backed by a couple of walks and hit by pitches. Yuris Ramirez hits a solo shot. Score now 5-3 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. For Yuris Ramirez, another home run for him. Again, Ramirez, this series so far, 3-for-9, 3 walks. Hits a home run here in this one. Score now is 5-3. So, Walker, you go to University of Oklahoma. A couple of Oklahoma guys throughout this ball game. Pitches in there called strike one on Freddie Guillamo. Don't think we have any former Sooners on the lineup for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. I know there's one on the other side of the Woodpeckers in Zach Matthews, who didn't quite have the day that he probably wanted on the mound, I should say.
No. But, yeah, so as I was going back to the story just real quick, so I worked closely probably with the baseball team a lot. Really enjoyed working with them, getting to know the guys. Actually, a couple of the Cade Cavalli, who's one of the top prospects here in all of the minor leagues and probably be making his debut at some point later this year in D.C. I was able to watch him pitch as a freshman. And he, freshman sophomore year is kind of where he originally started out, I believe, as a utility player. And then they moved him over to be a full-time pitcher. So that was kind of a cool thing. And got to know another couple guys throughout different organizations. Steele Walker in the Texas Rangers system, former Kannapolis Intimidator, I do believe.
Yes, Steele Walker, one of my personal favorites in 2019. He was actually a joke with people all the time. Steele's the OG, as I like to say. He was the 2019 Kannapolis Intimidator. He actually was my first ever interview with Steele Walker, a guy that I wholeheartedly support. I wish him nothing but the best, an outfielder in the Texas Rangers organization. 2-2 now on Guillamo, lifted high and foul. We'll have a battle here between Gaswine and Guillamo. Seared Oklahoma, you're around the baseball team, you're around a lot of talent out there in Oklahoma. A couple of guys that made the baseball team in Oklahoma. One of them, I have to note, is Kyler Murray. He's a 2-2, swung all grounded to third, making the play as Veras over to first in time to DJ Gladney for out number one here in the inning. So you're around all that talent at Oklahoma. It must have been pretty cool to be around that much talent and that many star players on that Oklahoma roster that ended up being some top prospects in various minor league organizations.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned Kyler Murray playing baseball. That man is obviously doing great things in the NFL now, but
as a first pitch from Quincy Hamilton is blooped into left field for a base knock. Hamilton, the second hit of the inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's a single on the very first pitch of the at-bat. Gaswine now with one on and one out. He still has the lead 5-3. However, Fayetteville is out hitting the ballers here 5-2, even though the ballers are leading 5-3 in runs. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, digs in. He had a homer back in the third inning.
So, yeah, Kyler Murray was, I remember in a midweek game, he laid down this bunt. It was against a smaller school, I believe from Arkansas Pine Bluff, if I'm recalling correctly. And he laid down this bunt, and I just remember saying, man, this guy's going to be special. And then I think he went on to be drafted later that year.
ninth overall.
He's actually one of the rare guys that's been drafted in the top 10 in both the MLB and the NFL. As pitch is outside to Molina, 2-0 now your count. His runner at second base now is Quincy Hamilton. He swiped second on a wild pitch from Brooks Goswine. As a runner on second, one out, 2-0 count on Molina. As Goswine on the bump will set and deliver the pitch. Swung on, hit hardly over to first base. Making the play is DJ Gladney. Steps on the bag for out number two. Runner, though, does advance as Quincy Hamilton, who was at second, now is at third. It's a 3-U in the book for out number two on Molina. Logan Cerny will now dig in. He is 0 for 2 on the day, but he reached on an error in the third inning. So you go to Oklahoma, I'm sure you have plenty of great times out there with all kinds of talent in the media relations area, which is pretty much broadcasting, somewhere around there. Broadcasting, media relations, of course, is my specialty. But you know, so you go through media relations and you go through all that. You get to Oklahoma. How in the world do you land from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Oklahoma to now with the Kannapolis Cannonballers?
Yeah, so I had a rich tradition down in Oklahoma. My grandfather was actually the geology chair for a while in the 90s. So he headed up the geology department there at the university for about 10, 15 years. He'd been kind of all over, but came back to Norman in the 90s and then retired around the late 2000s. And still lives there today. So it was kind of a home away from home. It was a nice way to get that, to go over. It's about 1,100-mile trek from home, but wanted to be different than my friends and stuff from high school, and just wanted to meet some new people and get some new experience and work at a place where they do provide champions and a high-quality athletic program.
2-1 swung on and missed by Logan Cerny. 2-2. Now your count, two outs here at the bottom of the fourth, chatting here on the Ballers Baseball Network with Walker Brook, our senior ticket sales executive, who talking a little bit about his days at Oklahoma with the Sooners, all kinds of talent out there. How about Brooks Goswine, talented lefty on the bump for Kannapolis, delivers a 2-2. It's outside, 3-2. Now your count on Goswine. So you end up finishing up at Oklahoma. And how do you make it to Kannapolis?
Yeah, so actually was a finance major, believe it or not, in college, and then minored in sport management.
As Logan Cerny grooves a 3-2 into the gap in right center, that'll drop and roll all the way to the wall. Quincy Hamilton scores on the play, rounding second, headed for third is Logan Cerny. It looks like he'll make it standing up as a throw comes in to third base. It's not in time. Logan Cerny with a stand-up triple here in this bottom of the fourth inning. That cuts into the lead even further for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hamilton scores. Scores now 5-4. Still in favor of the good guys, but slowly but surely, don't call me surely, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are climbing out of this deficit, as looks like Guillermo Quiros is going to come out, and that'll be the end of the day for Brooks Goswine. So a finance major, as we'll actually stay on air throughout this little pitching change. Goswine's day is done. It looks like Chase Plymouth will be the new arm on the bump for Kannapolis. So Walker Brook, a finance major, sports management minor in college at Oklahoma. So you always knew you wanted to be in sports, though, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, yeah. Wanted to be versatile, though, and, you know, in case, you know, down the road, I want to change careers. Not looking to do that anytime soon, but want to have that as a business knowledge, you know, hopefully get up to the higher ranks of organizations down the line, but having that business background, understanding financial statements and stuff like that. So anyways, I went, after graduating in May of 2019, I went on to work for a bank at their headquarters in Pittsburgh, First National Bank, who did a great job. They let me come in, be an intern for a summer, worked in their corporate finance team, and then after that opportunity wrapped up, I went back and started the grind of the job, the good old job search. And was really applying anywhere and everywhere because the market was out there and I wanted to just explore my options. I wanted to kind of get my foot in the door, if you will. And I didn't really have any direct sales experience, but came along, fast forward to December of 2019 when I made it out to San Diego, California for the annual baseball winter meetings that are have since changed, I guess, since those days. COVID has changed things a little bit, but was able to interview with a bunch of different teams, and didn't really know any much about Kannapolis, didn't really know much about the area. I'd only been to out to the Outer Banks a couple of times and then down to the Asheville area, but yeah, just threw my resume out there. A guy by the name of Matt Millward gave me a call and asked me to set up a time to interview at the convention center there in San Diego, and I was able to the rest is history, I guess.
Rest is history. As new arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers is the hard-throwing tall righty Chase Plymel. First pitch swung on and missed by Lo Perfido. 0-1 now. Your count. Runner on third base is Logan Cerny as Kannapolis holds on to the lead 5-4 here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Ballers on the road in the series finale as Plymel delivers the 0-1 swung and missed by Lo Perfido. Quickly now, 0-2. Chase Plymel, 6'4", 205 pounds from Nevada, Mississippi. He's a country boy. Is Chase Plymel, for free agent signee in 2021. Is Chase Plymel ended up actually at Central Missouri for college. It's his third appearance of the season. Plymel, 0-2. Fastball just outside. Move now, 1-2 on Joey Lo Perfido, former Duke Blue Devil. As Brooks Goswine's day is done, he is credited with the runner at third base in Logan Cerny. However, if Plymel's able to escape this little bit of a pickle he's got going, it'll be a nice little end to the day. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Huge punch out by Chase Plymel. Joey Lo Perfido down on strikes to end the fourth inning here for the Woodpeckers. Top of the fifth headed your way here in Kannapolis as the Ballers holding on to a narrow lead. Now 5-4 your score in favor of the good guys. Ballers, Woodpeckers here in Fayetteville on the Ballers Baseball Network. Back here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Logan Glass lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here at the top of the fifth inning, Wilbur Sanchez and Nick Thornquist will follow in the order. Nick Swanson still on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in this one. Logan Glass takes a pitch down the middle for strike one. Wasting no time is Swanson. Logan Glass puts charge in the 0-1 in down the line in left field. It'll land short of the wall, but bounce over the wall. It's a ground rule double for Logan Glass, a Mustang, Oklahoma native. Picks up a double to lead things off here in the top of the fifth inning as Walker Brook, senior ticket sales executive, is still hanging out to my left here in the broadcast booth at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. A bunch of the front office staff all coming out and enjoying a beautiful day for baseball. Wilbur Sanchez digging in. So, Walker, tell me a little bit about your adjustment to the minor league life. Like you said earlier, it's a adjustment. It's a little bit of everything. You have to be a bit of a Swiss Army knife, so to say. You can't be so locked in on just one thing.
Yeah. COVID came around and just 2 months after I got down to Kannapolis. Went home for a couple months, worked remotely Still prospecting and stuff, doing my full-time job as the ticket rep. And just, you know, when I came back down in, I believe it was May, May of 2020, we opened a concession stand up and stuff like that, and started hopping there and flipping burgers and scooping ice cream, as many of the K-Town folks know. I spent the summer of 2020 scooping ice cream at the ice cream stand at our ballpark in downtown Kannapolis, and it was quite the experience.
Wilbur Sanchez bloops this one into right field down the line. It'll be a base hit as he reaches first base safely. Logan Glass hustles around third and scores on the play. Wilbur Sanchez, RBI single here in the top of the fifth inning. Gets another run home. It's Logan Glass. So now your score here in Fayetteville is Kannapolis 6, Woodpeckers 4. As now Nick Thornquist, catcher, digs in. So you're scooping ice cream, you're flipping burgers, you're doing basically anything to help the community out in Kannapolis, especially with new ballpark being opened and there being no minor league baseball in it. 2020, a disappointing time for all of us, I'm sure, as Thornquist at the plate. First pitch is outside, 1-0. So you go through the process of basically doing whatever is needed. You're a guy that does a little bit of everything. You said you help out in the clubhouse as well, and you know, you obviously are our senior ticket sales executive. You're a guy that is very much a big help to one of our season ticket holders, mini plan holders.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So as Dan mentioned there, full-time as a senior ticket salesperson. Started off as just a ticket salesperson, but worked my way up. Recently was promoted earlier this year. So a few more responsibilities on my plate, but that's all right. So I love what I do, creating those relationships with people in the community and really getting to know people, because, like I said earlier in the ball game, I had come down not really knowing where Kannapolis was or anything like that, and had just seen a ballpark with no physical seats inside the stadium when my first day rolled around in January of 2020. So really being able to create those lasting relationships with people and having kind of a family away from my parents up who live in Pittsburgh still today.
Nick Thornquist now with a full count and a runner on first here in the top of the fifth inning. Walker Brooks, senior ticket sales executive for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, joining me here in the broadcast booth. Full count, runner going on the pitch.
No throw there.
Fastball is outside. No throw on the play. It's ball four. Nick Thornquist will take a free pass to first base. It's the second time he's walked in this one. So now two out, two runners on, and nobody out for Terrell Tatum, center fielder.
What do you think about a little two-out magic here?
Two-out magic would not be too bad. However, there's nobody out in the inning right now. There's two on, nobody out for Terrell Tatum as he lays down a bunt. It's a pop-up bunt down in foul ground by third base. Making the grab is Cody Orr. Terrell Tatum smacking the bat over his head as Terrell Tatum, frustrated with himself. It's all good, my friend. Sometimes laying down bunts isn't easy. It's one of the most difficult things to do on a baseball field is lay down a solid bunt. Leadoff batter, though, Misael Gonzalez, dig in with two on and still just one out.
That is one thing I do notice here at the minor league level. It's not as much about getting the runners over. It seems to be fewer bunts than I see down up in the upper levels of the minor leagues and even in Pro Bowl.
It's a little different strategy down
here.
Yes, sir. In the lower levels. As runner goes on the pitch, Wilbur Sanchez advances to third base as runners on the corners and one down, as now it looks like there's a bit of a stoppage going on behind second base. Not sure what the issue is. Looks like Yuris Ramirez might be dealing with some sort of hindrance, maybe an injury. He just gave a thumbs up. We're all good. Set to play baseball. 1-0 count on the leadoff batter at Misael Gonzalez. Runners on the corners. Here with just one out in the inning. Swanson on the bump for Fayetteville. Delivers the pitch in there. Called to strike one. 1-1. Now your count on Misael. So media relations background. Walker, do you have any experience previously with any sort of broadcasting?
No, this is my first time behind a microphone. Usually was doing a lot of social media aspects of things at Oklahoma. Ran the Twitter account for OU Baseball. A shout-out to one of my mentors back at Oklahoma, Brendan Flynn. he was the one that kind of gave me the reins my junior and senior year to help run that, do some Snapchat, Instagram lives and stuff like that to kind of create that content for the players. He's up at Boston College now doing great things with their baseball team. But, yeah, he was kind of the one that I really looked up to while I was at Oklahoma. Took me under his wing, and I was able to really learn a lot from him, and he's groomed me into the man that I am today, I guess, if that makes sense.
2-2 play to Misael Gonzalez is off the plate. Count moves now to 3-2 on Misael Gonzalez. As for the Kannapolis Cannonballers right now, runners on the corners, one out here in the top of the fifth. They lead 6-4 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Gonzalez swings on the pitch, lifts it high in the air right field. Quincy Hamilton camps under, makes the grab for out number two. He's going to test the arm at third base is Wilmer Sanchez. He runs about halfway and then retreats as Quincy Hamilton rushes a throw in. It is off the mark, but doesn't matter as runners will stay put on the corners. Misael Gonzalez flies out for out number two here in the fifth inning. Wes Kath, the DH, will now dig in as looks like time called, and our development coach in Vincent Blue is going to come out, and that looks like it'll be the end of the day for Nick Swanson. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Helody and Walker Brook hanging out here in the broadcast booth at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, enjoying the series finale. Here is the Ballers lead 6-4 over the Woodpeckers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Quick break. Back in a moment.
And welcome back here to Sager Park here in downtown Fayetteville, where the Cannonballers lead the Woodpeckers by a score of 6-4.
Wes Kath at the plate. Thank you, Walker Brook, for bringing us back in here on the broadcast. New arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers is Casey Ford. It's the fifth different arm already used by the Woodpeckers here in this one. 1-0, now 2-0 on Wes Kath. He's got runners on the corners with two outs here in this top of the fifth inning. Ballers leading 6-4 here in the series finale. So, Walker, a couple of fun, quick-hitting questions for you. Favorite food in Atrium Health Ballpark?
Favorite food is the clubhouse food.
Clubhouse food. Hey, that's very exclusive food. Not many people can get to it. However, if you can get to it, that's some good cooking. Pretty much anything, though, made by King Arthur is fantastic stuff. It's good stuff. It's good eating and all kinds of tasty action here in Atrium Health Ballpark. Sager Stadium got to taste test some of their food here in this Sunday afternoon matchup as West Cath takes the pitch in there, 3-1 now the count, as we're actually joined as well up here by Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, and he's untying everyone's shoes. Not quite sure what has gotten into Tim Siegel up here, but he'll be joining us next half inning here in the broadcast booth at Seeger Stadium. Ballers leading 6-4 here in this one. 3-1, swung on and grounded. Foul almost making the play over there at the first base coach spot is Colby Smelly. Tuscaloosa, Alabama native is Colby Smelly. Thornquist at first, Wilbur Sanchez is at third base. West Cath at the dish for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He is 0-for-1 of the day with two walks.
What do you say now about that two-out magic that I was previously
you
talking
did,
about?
You did preface and say you wanted some two-out magic. Well, there's some two-out magic perhaps looming in this pitch. 3-2 count, two outs, top five, West Cath at the dish. Here's the delivery from Ford, runner going. Swung on, lifted high in the air, left field. Trailing after it is Loperfito. He looks up and it's out of here. Walker Brook calls it up here in the press box. West Cath with a three-run shot. It's his first professional home run, and it's a long bomb for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, now 9-4 in favor of the good guys. Again, West Cath, his first pro home run.
I think I'm going to go try to chase that down for Mr. Cath. I think we are first professional home run there.
All right. Well, Walker's going to dip. He's just going to go try to get that baseball. Walker, appreciate you tuning in, my friend. Go get that baseball.
All right. I'll be back hopefully with the gym.
Awesome. Sounds great, my friend. Again, Walker Brook, our senior ticket sales executive, coming out and enjoying a little bit of time in the broadcast booth. And he's going to go try to track down that home run ball from West Cath, as it's his first pro home run, gives the Kannapolis Cannonballers a 9-4 lead here in this half inning. As DJ Gladney, 1-0 count now, Casey Ford on the bump. Huge congrats to West Cath, his first pro home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Swung and missed at the 1-0 and is now 1-1 on DJ Gladney. West Cath, a three-run shot. It was called by Walker Brook. He was looking for a little two-out magic. 1-1 swung and a miss. Now 1-2 the count, as Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, who's here in the broadcast booth, he's going to join us at the next half inning. We'll bring him in, ask him all kinds of questions. We'll get some questions perhaps on the grass, the dirt, and all kinds of fun stuff. 1-2 swung and a miss at the plate by Gladney. He strikes out. But West Cath hits his first professional home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It's a three-run shot out to left center field. Ballers lead 9-4. Here are the Ballers Baseball Network back in just a moment with Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, the third baseman, number 14.
Back here in the bottom of the fifth inning in Fayetteville, North Carolina, here at Sager Stadium, home of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The Kannapolis Cannonballers leading this one by a score of 9-4, as already a looks like either a pitch clock violation or a no pitch called on the play. It is indeed a 1-0 count, pitch clock violation by Chase Plymel, as the batter at the plate is Cody Orr. Check swings at the 1-0 and fouls it off. 1-1, now your count, as we're joined now in the broadcast booth by a whole party of people, but we have Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, on the broadcast. Tim, welcome. This is your first time on air here with the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Yeah, and I got beautiful Ryan Pegarsh over here staring at me, our beautiful clubby, as that one's grounded to the pitcher, thrown to first. DJ Gladney fields it for the out. Got our clubby over here, Chase Bumgardner, and the best video production person in minor league baseball, Melissa Clark over here staring at me. So I got a lot of pressure right now, and I think my mom's listening. If you're listening, Mom, hi, Mom.
It's a whole party here in the broadcast booth, as, again, a bunch of the Kannapolis Cannonballers front office all hanging out here, enjoying a beautiful day for baseball. Pitch now to Victor Maskey, first baseman, is in there. Called strike one. Chase Plymel back out on the bump for his second inning of work. So Tim Siegel, it's your quote-unquote second year with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as you joined us kind of midway through the season a little bit last year. Kind of talk us through your journey and how you got to the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Well, born and raised in Miami. I worked for Macy's as loss prevention, lost my job, needed a job. My dad said to send some emails. As the pitch is up and away for
Ball one,
I'm close. And I emailed Chad Mulholland down in Miami, and he told me to come in for an interview, and I came in for a job halfway through the season with the Marlins in 16, and the rest is history.
1-2 count now on Maskey. Pitch is outside, 2-2 now the count, as Victor Maskey, first baseman for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in this half inning. A beautiful day for baseball here in Fayetteville. It's mid-80s, all kinds of fun going on. Pitch is outside. 2-2 is now not the count, as it moves now a strikeout on Victor Maskey. Chase Plymel gets the strikeout. It's his second one of the day on a Victor Maskey. Kennedy Corona digs in now with two outs here in this bottom of the fifth inning. So we've already seen some fun stuff today. Wes Kath with his first pro home run, a three-run shot out to left center field. So, Tim, you go and you work with the Marlins, and you end up here with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A really fun journey, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of talent coming up as a grounds guy, especially down in Miami.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of talent going through down there. Check swing, called strike. And, you know, I was at the big league club, which is fun, but minor league baseball is a lot more fun. I like minor league baseball. People ask if I'll go back to the big leagues, but minor league baseball is a lot of fun right now. It's a good spot for my family, and we enjoy it.
0-2 by Plymel. Check swing on the play. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire in Dennis Mishaw on Kennedy Corona. 1-2 is now your count. So, Tim, you're a guy that loves to be present around the front office. You're a guy that, despite you being the grounds guy and you're out taking care of the field and making it look pristine every day at Atrium Health Ballpark, 2-2 now the count on a Corona, you're really a guy that's around a lot. You're present, and you are always willing to answer any questions anybody ever has on the grass, the dirt, lines, anything. 2-2, no question on that one. Chase Plymel picks up a strikeout looking. Kennedy Corona, as he's down looking at a strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll go ahead and stay on air, as I was kind of in the middle of a question here. So, Tim, give me a fun fact. Give me something that our general fan base of the Kannapolis Cannonballers may not know about the field at Atrium Health Ballpark, whether it be the type of dirt, the type of grass. Like, what's something that you can make a trivia question about the field at Atrium Health Ballpark?
Well, the one fun fact, which is true in a lot of baseball stadiums, around the world, actually, unless you go to, you know, like Parks and Rec, but a lot of professional and college stadiums, there is no dirt. Everything is, our infield is a sand, silt, clay mix, So it's, you know, about a 60-30 there. You got your ratios there to keep the proper moistures and stuff in there for the playing surface, which Alpha here at the Woodpeckers does a great job with. I was able to walk the field a little bit, and he does a fantastic job with his infield. And then our grass is a sand-based layer. So in order to get down to the dirt, you got to go down, you know, a good 2-3 feet to get down there before you actually find some dirt that is in our facility. So there really is no dirt actually on a professional sports facility, not just baseball, but any sport except for maybe golf.
So the only really dirt is way down 2-3 feet deep. Everything else is sand, and then it's grass, and then also the silt clay mix in the infield, as you say. And you have your certain infield mix that you use as well that you lay down, and all kinds of conditioner and fertilizer and all kinds of ways to spend our GM Matt Millward's money, but keeps the ballpark looking fresh. You painted the logo behind home plate for the first time today, all hand done as well. So anytime you're at Atrium Health Ballpark and you see that logo that's behind home plate, behind the batter's boxes and all that, it's a script that reads out ballers in our font. That's all hand painted, my friends. Tim Siegel and his assistant Charles Palian, hopefully I said that correctly, they all hand do that. So a lot of hard work done by Tim Siegel and his assistant Charles. Wilfred Veras leads off the top of the sixth here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Dan Helody here on the broadcast, joined by our head groundskeeper in Tim Siegel. So is this your first time here at this ballpark?
Yeah, so I haven't visited anywhere except for Atrium Health Ballpark since I moved out of Florida. So this is my first time here as the pitch comes in and it's ball one, low and outside. But yeah, it's my first time here. It's a great atmosphere. It's a great ballpark. I was glad to come out here and be able to meet Alpha, their head groundskeeper. I saw him at our turf conference, but it's been fun.
It's a good vibe. This place was built in 2019, same architects as Atrium Health Ballpark. So you see some similarities. You see all kinds of fun stuff. Pitch in the dirt on Veras. 1-2 now your count. It was Veras will be followed by Samuel Polanco and Logan Glass here in the inning. All kinds of unique concessions items here as well. You get a little bit of the beer, cheese, and bacon burger, which is a favorite that I actually got to sample before the game. 1-2 lifted high and foul. Another 1-2 on the way. Got some pork nachos as well. And something that we might have to get into after the game is they have, for $20 here at the ballpark, they have this, it's like a mug, and it's shaped in the shape of a baseball bat, and you fill it up with beer. I'm going to have to try that maybe after the game. 2-2, swung and a miss by Veras and missed for out number one here in the inning. Veras swings and misses for out number one here in the sixth. Samuel Polanco will follow. But the beer bat thing, it's been a craze across minor league baseball. All kinds of fun stuff. I believe the Asheville Tourists started that off out in Asheville. All kinds of breweries out there. Fayetteville jumping on the train. We don't have those in Kannapolis quite yet. Might have to make it happen. As Polanco grounds the first pitch over to second, making the play is Ramirez. Slips over to first in time for out number two. So Tim Siegel, groundskeeper for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He came to us via the Miami Marlins as well as the Baltimore Orioles complex in Sarasota, Florida, just south of Tampa. I've been down there. Tampa's originally where I'm from. So kind of talk us through when you're with the Marlins, that 2017 All-Star game. I know I ask you all the time about that. What was that like being a part of the All-Star game in Miami?
So first off, my mom just tuned in. So hi, Mom, as that ball is dropped by the catcher for ball one to Logan Glass. I'm going to get to your level one day, Dan. That was a really fun experience. It was a bittersweet moment to be able to do all that for me. As the 0-1 or the 1-0 pitch comes in, grounded back up the middle. Shortstop makes a great play, flip, turn off the bag. Logan Glass is safe at first. It was a little bit of a bittersweet moment for me. My dad had actually passed a couple months before that, and our biggest plans was to go to the All-Star game together. I was supposed to work it. Him and my mom were supposed to be there. He passed away in June. All-Star game was in July. But I had a buddy out there that I worked on home plate with, Nick Wolcott, who's now in Arizona with the Giants facility. Great guy, taught me how to paint. That's where I painted my first logos. My first logos that I ever painted were actually the All-Star Game logos on the first and third base foul territory areas and that orange ring that was behind home plate that many people weren't a big fan of. It was a lot of fun, great experience. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Miami's a pretty cool ballpark if you've never been. First pitch is swung and missed at the plate. Throw to second is not in time as Logan Glass was running on the play. He swipes second base. It's a stolen base now. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Kannapolis leading 9-4, backed by a three-run shot by Wes Kath. Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, as well as a bunch of the Kannapolis Cannonballers front office all coming out. It's about a two-and-a-half-hour drive from Kannapolis over here to Fayetteville. Pitches upstairs 1-1 now on Wilbur Sanchez. So, Tim, you come to Kannapolis. You got your wife, your son Otto as well, and you just recently got a puppy. Talk us through some of that as you have now a Doobie running around being your assistant groundskeeper.
Yeah, got Doobie right around 420. Foul ball tipping to the mitt. Got Doobie right around 420. It was very fitting. He was the one of the rescue pups that was at Bark at the Park at the first Bark at the Park opening weekend. And I've been wanting a dog forever. My wife and I made a vow to each other that we wouldn't get a dog because she's deathly allergic until we had a house and we had our own ballpark.
Check swing at the plate by Sanchez. He goes around on the pitch, says our home plate umpire in Mickey Smith. Wilbur Sanchez down on strikes for out number three here in the inning. But keep talking. We want to hear about Doobie. He's an adorable little pup, and he's, you know, assistant groundskeeper, but, you know, he's still a puppy, so sometimes it's caused a little bit of mayhem out there on the field, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what it looks like when we get home today, because he's at home all day by himself today. So we'll see what he chews up, what he doesn't chew up. Him and Otto have a love-hate relationship with each other's toys. They like to play with each other's toys a lot and play with each other's water bowls. First day we brought him home, everybody knows how much that knows Otto knows how much Otto loves water, and him and Otto both had their faces in the toilet first day we took him home. But it's a lot of fun. My wife finally admitted that we got the dog because her mom gave her the guilt trip and said, go ahead and get it. So he's at the ballpark every day. He's in the clubhouse every day with the players. The pitchers come out very early just to see him. And everything. So it's been fun. Just a matter of training him to do his business on the warning track and not on the field, so to speak. But it's fun. It breaks up the day a little bit. It takes your mind off the stress, you know, and it kind of relaxes you a little bit. Something to, you know, call him a therapy dog, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 100% there. As it's always good to have visitors up in the press box. Sometimes you get Doobie. Sometimes you get Aang, our clubhouse manager, Chase Bumgardner. He's got a Shiba Inu puppy, and Aang is an absolute boss. He runs
love
the place.
Aang. Love Aang.
Aang is incredible. Chase Plymel back on the bump for Kannapolis as we're headed into the bottom of the sixth here in Fayetteville. So your first time coming to a ballpark that's not Atrium Health Ballpark in the minor leagues since you've moved up here. So maybe some other ballparks in the area. Are there any other parks that you maybe want to hit that you just haven't made the trip out to yet?
Oh, we're definitely going to other ballparks. I need to go down to the Fireflies, go check out Morgan down there. She's one of the few female head groundskeepers in minor league baseball as well as major league baseball. Me and her developed a great relationship at the Turf Conference in Atlanta this year. So definitely want to see her go to USC and go see Maritza, who does fantastic mo patterns on there. Baseball field as the first pitch is swung on and missed by Yuris Ramirez.
Chase Plymel on the bump here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Columbia, we actually go to Columbia in mid-August, so hopefully we'll be able to make that trip down. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours from Kannapolis, not too bad. Pitch is swung and missed by Ramirez, now 0-2 the count on the Woodpeckers. Second baseman Freddie Guillamo and Quincy Hamilton also due up in the inning. All kinds of fun. Kannapolis finishing up the series here. They head back home on Tuesday for the Down East Wood Ducks. We welcome the Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. Then you head back to Fredericksburg, where the Frednats occupy Virginia Credit Union Stadium, as the party just keeps growing. Here in the broadcast booth, our GM Matt Millward has now joined the party as I'm interviewing actually Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, here on the broadcast. Ballers Baseball Network, appreciate you tuning in. It's only our third ever radio broadcast here on the road.
And we got to go out on a limb and say Matt Millward as a swing and a miss for a strikeout for out number one to begin the bottom of the sixth inning. Sorry. Matt Millward is the best person in the world. He is my favorite GM, and he will always be my favorite boss. Chad, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I love Matt now. and we know how it goes down there. So welcome, Matt, to the broadcast booth. Don't stare at me too hard. You're going to make me nervous there.
What would you like to purchase next?
As he asked me what I'd like to purchase next, because I spend all the team's money to make our field look beautiful, as the first pitch is fouled behind towards the third base dugout to make the count 0-1 to Freddie
Guillamo.
Guillamo, I'll let you say that one.
Guillamo, La Romana Dominican Republic native is Freddie Guillamo. Today, 0-2, struck out in the third and grounded out in the fourth inning. 0-1 is in the dirt from Plymel. 1-1 now the count here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers lead 9-4 after a three-run shot from Wes Kath in the fifth inning. It's his first home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Joined here by Tim Siegel on the broadcast here in Fayetteville. A bunch of the Ballers front office staff all coming out enjoying a beautiful day here in Fayetteville. Plymel delivers the 1-1. It's grounded over to short. Making the play is Sanchez. Fires it over to first in time for out number two. 6-3 ground out for out number two. So, Tim, you talked about going to Columbia to check out the field down there. I've been there. It's a nice ballpark overall. Since I've met you, I wasn't really like in line, quote unquote, with the whole grounds situation. But Tim, you've taught me a lot as far as all the ground stuff. And any time I know I have questions, I know I can ask you, and you will give me an explanation and then some. So always fun. As Quincy Hamilton lifts the first pitch of the at bat into left field, trailing after it is Logan Glass, makes the grab for out number three here in the sixth inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Chase Plymel and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll go ahead and take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network as we're headed into the top of the seventh here in Fayetteville. Ballers lead 9-4 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the seventh here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Seagrass Stadium. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live as the Ballers lead 9-4 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We're joined again by Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, part of the front office. All come out and enjoying a beautiful day for baseball, a quote-unquote day off at the ballpark. They got a suite over there down the line in right field, first base area, I should say. 1-0 now, 1-1 on Nick Thornquist, followed by Terrell Tatum and Misael Gonzalez. So, Tim, not just a groundskeeper, from what I've been told. You got a umpire background. You got a coaching background. You got family that's in professional baseball. Give me some fun facts, some quick hitters.
My first love was umpiring. I went to umpire school straight out of high school. Been to umpire school twice because he fouls that one straight back. I was on the umpire on the minor league reserve list actually back in 2012, I believe, somewhere around there. I was on the reserve list to do minor league baseball. Did a lot of indie ball, college ball back in Florida. I know the game from a lot of different levels.
Pitches inside on Thornquist as he moves now 2-2. Nick Thornquist, just his second game as a Kannapolis Cannonballer, former UTSA Roadrunner, as the pitch is delivered by the new arm on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It is Edinson Batista. Thornquist lifts the 2-2 high and foul down the first base line. Running out of room is the first baseman in Mesky. We'll have to do another 2-2. So, Tim, you've been an umpire. You've been coach at various levels. Talk about maybe, though, some of your wife's family is heavily intertwined with the baseball world.
So her uncle, Luis Durante Sr., he's actually a legend in Venezuela, managing. He played for a while as that one's popped up to the shortstop who's going to call him off for the first out of the inning. He's a legend of Venezuela as a manager. Big name out there if you go over there and watch Caribbean baseball. Her cousin, Luis Durante Jr., is actually the translator for the Marlins Big League Club, along with player development. Speaking of player development, her uncle was player development manager of the year, I guess you could say, back in 2003, and has a ring with the Marlins back then. He also has a record out here in Fayetteville when back in 1998 when Fayetteville went 16-0 to start their season. And yeah, we're tied into the Venezuelan culture. Our manager, Guillermo Quiroz, knows my uncle very well. It's a very family-oriented business for us.
1-0 now, 2-0 the count on Terrell Tatum, center fielder for the Cannonballers, here with one out here in the top of the seventh inning. As Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, joining us, we'll be actually joined here in a moment as well by Melissa Clark, our director of video production, another front office member out here enjoying the beautiful day here in Fayetteville. 3-0 now the count on Terrell Tatum, 9-hole man for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He walked back in the second, grounded out in the third, and popped out in the fifth as Tatum, Memphis, Tennessee native, gets the pitch from Batista, swings on it and foul tips it, and the catcher, Guillamo, is not able to make the grab. We'll have to move now to a 3-1 count as Tim Siegel joining us here in the booth. So your family's intertwined with baseball. You've got a long history in baseball. So what you're saying is your son Otto is going to grow up and be like the best baseball player ever.
He's either going to be a baseball player or a groundskeeper or a photographer. My wife is a photographer, a fantastic photographer at that. He loves the sound of the mowers. He cries when I turn the mowers off instead of keeping them on. He comes to work, and the first thing he does is run to a mower or machine. So he's going to be something around there. Otherwise, we might have to question where he came from.
All kinds of fun indeed. Terrell Tatum at first base. Misael Gonzalez, leadoff batter for Kannapolis, digs in with one out here in the top of the seventh. 9-4 your score in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Edinson Batista drills Terrell Tatum on a pickoff attempt as Tatum was retreating back to the base. Edinson Batista, 6'2", 185-pound righty from Santiago, Dominican Republic, born on May 19th of 2002, an international free agent signee in 2019, actually made a pickoff attempt that it looked like it hit Terrell Tatum on the side of the knee.
That's all right. We got ice where I'm from. Just put some ice on it. Don't rub it. Let's play baseball.
Still waiting the first pitch to Misael Gonzalez. It's delivered and swung on and fouled back. Wonder if they've caught a foul ball over there in Suite 6 where the Kannapolis Cannonballers front office staff is hanging out. So, Tim, you see some of the similarities here at Segura versus Atrium Health Ballpark. You see the right field bar in Kannapolis. You see Healy's bar here in Fayetteville. All kinds of fun stuff against same architects and all that here as the 0-1 grounded foul down the line, 0-2. Now your count. So talk about a little bit of you're talking a little bit about the Venezuelan impact as well. Guillermo Quiroz, our manager from Venezuela. He was born in Maracaibo, Venezuela. A longtime major league catcher with the Giants, the Toronto Blue Jays, a couple other teams. You talk a little bit about some of the Venezuelan background, maybe the relationship you have just completely, almost unintentionally, I would say, with Guillermo Quiroz.
Yeah. So when I actually came in, I met Guillermo Quiroz on my interview. I actually had a job work interview type thing because they didn't have a groundskeeper to start their season last year. So I came in as kind of an on-the-job interview type deal, and I met him. Everything was good. I left back to Florida, got the job as the runner is stealing, and he's safe at second base with no throwdown from the catcher from Fayetteville. And we, everything was all good. And then we came back, went back home, told my uncle about it, and he was like, "Oh yeah," it's like he won a college world or a Little League World Series back for Venezuela. And we were kind of talking, came back, told Q who my, as he swings and misses that one to run the count to 1-1 with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning, and we kind of just hit it off from there. He knew who my uncle was. Everything was all good. We also share a longtime family friend on both sides with Herbie Andrade out with the – he was with the Pirates. Now he's with the Padres as their bullpen coordinator, and it's just been great as he strikes out – who's he strike out? West Cat to end the inning.
West Cat swings and misses to end the top of the seventh inning here in a Fayetteville. Woodpeckers still have a lot of work to do, though, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the good guys, lead 9-4 here through 6.5. We're going to stand up and stretch and sink, taking you out to the ball game here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Tim Siegel, appreciate
you.
You
going to sing it, Dan?
I'm not singing
anything.
Singing
it, Dan.
I'm not singing anything, folks. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll see if we can snag Melissa Clark for an interview here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Don't go anywhere. Back here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Kannapolis Cannonballers and Fayetteville Woodpeckers going at it here in the series finale. 9-4 your score in favor of the good guys, Kannapolis Cannonballers. Third different pitcher on the bump today for the Kannapolis Cannonballers is Angel Acevedo. Makes his return to the mound. He was with us for a good chunk of last year. He's back here for his second appearance as Molina hits a hard line drive past the glove of Wilbur Sanchez into left field for a base hit. Molina with a hard line drive with a single here in the seventh inning. Acevedo, 6'1", 205 pounds, 23 years of age, free agent in 2021. Out of Calabozo, Venezuela, is now Logan Cerny, center fielder, will dig in here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Actually joined by a very special guest again. It's our third different front office crew member we've already had here on the broadcast. Melissa Clark, our director of video production here in Kannapolis, as Cerny swings the first pitch and lifts it in the air center field to Terrell Tatum for out number one. Fly out for Logan Cerny. Out number one in the inning, one on, one out for Lo Perfido. Melissa, welcome to the broadcast booth.
Hello. Good to be here.
So is this your first time on a broadcast?
No, it is not.
It is not. Wow. Very good. There you go. So Joey Lo Perfido, left fielder, will dig in. One on, one out here for Angel Acevedo, his second appearance of the year. 0-0 with a 0 ERA. He pitched two innings against Fredericksburg. As the pitch is in there, called ball one on Joey Lo Perfido. So, Melissa, this is your second season of baseball with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, another one of our front office members that joined us before 2020, and then the pandemic kind of blew everything up. 1-0 swung on, hard line drive to second base. Unable to corral it is Polanco on the fly, but he makes the play. Pitched over to first in time for out number two, 4-3 ground out. Two outs, runner on second now as Molina advances. Cody Orr, third baseman, will dig in. So you join us in 2020, and then baseball's canceled. And then 2021 comes around, we have first season in Atrium Health Ballpark in 2022 now, second year. Kind of talk us through your journey, how you got to Kannapolis.
Well, I am a Mooresville, North Carolina native. So local to the area, Iredell County. Went to East Carolina University, graduated from there with a film and media production degree. And then I went up north to Pennsylvania. I worked with an independent league team up there, the York Revolution, did their video, did their broadcast stream, and then made my way back to North Carolina to be with Kannapolis.
Back to your quote-unquote hometown. Kannapolis is relatively close to Mooresville. It's not as far as many people make it out to be. Definitely, if you're listening in, maybe from Mooresville area, definitely be sure to pop over to Kannapolis and check us out at Atrium Health Ballpark. So one thing that I had was talking to Melissa a little bit about last season at some point that I'll bring up here on the broadcast is when she did On the Diamond last year with Trevor Wilt at Atrium Health Ballpark. Orr lifts the pitch high and foul down the line in right field. The thing I didn't notice, and that everyone listening may not notice, is when you're a director of video production, it's not just the degree from college that you may have. It's some of the experience, some of the certificates, so to say, and some of the qualifications you have. So kind of walk us through some of that. Maybe speak it into some simpler terms, so to say, for those of us that aren't video nerds. As the pitch is lifted into right field, making the play is Misael Gonzalez in right for out number three. So we'll stay on and let Melissa answer the question I, so to say, had on the certificates, qualifications, etc.
Honestly, not a whole awful lot. I feel like there's a lot of different ways to get into the role that I do as well. Some people don't go to get a degree in film. Some go for different things. A lot of people in the classes I was taking were trying to go to Hollywood to be a film director. So it was definitely very interesting. I learned a different side of film and then kind of took on a role sort of directing people. I think a lot of things that I've done are just things I like to entertain people and I like to have fun. So what would my idea, how could I bring that to a large scale? And just seeing how other people do things and how can we turn and make that our own and stuff. So I don't think per se there's really a certificate or class to learn for that, but there definitely is a bunch of different ways that you can get to the place where I am.
100%. So was sports always what you wanted to do, or is it just kind of a you landed in sports?
Definitely, I grew up playing soccer, so I loved sports. Going to Panthers games growing up and everything. Big sports in Charlotte with the Hornets, Bobcats, RIP. But definitely a lot of sports in the area. And, you know, I thought they were cool. I thought it was something I would like to enjoy working in. I met the guy who does my job for the football team at ECU. and I just thought it was the coolest thing. I could direct people, so I could do that job, and just kind of worked until I figured out a way to make it happen, I guess.
And now she's running all the video stuff. Anytime you're at Atrium Health Ballpark, you can see all the wonderful stuff on the video board or out on the ribbon board in right field, anything on the graphic boards, down the lines, anything. That's all Melissa. Melissa runs everything there, all of our camera operators, all of our replay, everything is run. She even keeps our MILB.TV stream going as well, working hand-in-hand with Melissa to make sure that we are bringing all of our wonderful fans tuning in on MILB.TV, all of the action, as we're just on audio here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Ballers and Woodpeckers here in the top of the eighth. Quickly running out of time are the Woodpeckers. DJ Gladney digs in as he takes the first two pitches outside for a 2-0 count. Edson Batista back out on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Sager Stadium. Serious finale for these two sides as Batista delivers a 2-0. Gladney swings on it, lifts it high and foul down the first base line. Count goes 2-1. So Melissa's been here since the inception, so to say, of the Cannonballers. Kind of maybe talk us through some of your favorite players that you've seen coming through. You are working with these guys to get their walk-up songs, to get some of their personalities going. So maybe who are some of your favorite players coming through?
I think, you know, if you got to mention your favorite Kannapolis players, I think you are a fool if you don't mention Jose Popeye Rodriguez. That guy was just fun to watch play, fun to cheer for, and everything. Also very much enjoyed Harvin Mendoza, James Beard, great player, Chase Krogman, DJ Gladney. I love those. Just our fan favorites, really. They're easy to get behind, and if they're doing great, I gotta love them.
I
am a huge Tyson Messer fan. You know, maybe he's not the best pitcher, but I think that he's still wheeling and dealing, and like that's what low A ball is for them to develop. And I definitely think you can even see how much he's developed within the year. So I'm a fan when we choose to get messy.
Hey, I think she coined that too up in the press box in the video room as well. She coined the term "we're getting messy." Trevor Wilt used it a little bit last year. I use a little bit occasionally on the broadcast as well, but Melissa Clark gets all of the credit for getting messy on the broadcast and at Atrium Health Ballpark when Tyson Messer steps on the bump. Messer actually pitched the other night, I believe, on Friday night when we got messy. I mentioned it here in Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Wilfred Veras, 0-2 count now in the top of the eighth inning. Samuel Polanco awaits on deck. So this is your trip to Fayetteville. Is this the first time you've been out here to Fayetteville, Melissa?
No, we came in a trip last year, one of our first home stands out here, a couple of us office, and I think we sat in the same seats and everything.
There you go. So you are back here, you've seen the place, you have taken it all in. This is my first trip, so I haven't been able to quite see all of the ballpark until this weekend. 1-2 swung and a miss by Veras.
But it is very interesting this time around. Last year when we were here, we were lighting sage and hoping for a baller win. So now with the standings much differently, it's nice to be back and just enjoying a game, not hoping for our first win.
Yeah, Kannapolis Cannonballers sitting at 9-11 on the year. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers at 8-12 on the year. So we have a one-game advantage, and at the moment, looking pretty good for the Ballers as they lead 9-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. As Fayetteville running out of time, they've already used six different arms on the bump today. Samuel Polanco swings on the pitch, fouls it back. 1-1, and now you're Cavs. So we talk about some of your favorite players, all of your experience with Atrium Health Ballpark. So you also help a lot with some of the in-game promotion stuff. What's your favorite in-game promotion / game that you've ever run at Atrium Health Ballpark?
That's a tough question. Let me have like 10 seconds to think on it.
You've got 10 seconds. I'll fill some time with play-by-play. I won't give any of our fans some dead air. Dead air is never fun, except when there's an inning break, I kind of have to, unfortunately. That's just how it goes. I got to drink some water and take a breath sometimes. 1-2, swung on and grounded by Polanco over to first base. Making the play is Victor Mascai. Steps on the bag for out number three. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the eighth inning. We'll keep it on the air. Melissa, you had probably more than 10 seconds. It's probably been about 20 seconds or so. Maybe you got an answer?
I honestly don't know if I have a full answer for that. I don't know if there's like one promotion that we do that's my favorite. I think a lot of things are just situational. If we're playing Squatty Potty, I think that's a funny name and like idea to a game. But, you know, Stack and Dash may take the winner for the day if, you know, someone falls. Hot Dog Race, we've seen a few people trip over. So I'm kind of just a more fan of whatever happens and is messing around. That's what's funny to me. I'm all about the entertainment, you know, and doing new things, throwing new things out there and seeing what new things really stick with the fans.
And that's honestly a big reason why we've had such great success with getting some of the fans in Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, we're in Fayetteville, North Carolina today at Segra Stadium for the series finale, but we're back home Tuesday through Sunday, a six-game set on tap with the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. Down East actually struggling a little bit to start the year as well as they had been struggling. They've put it together a little bit as of recently. They are 9-11 entering today as well. Quick check on their score. They actually lost today, 6-4 your score. Is Carolina beats Down East 6-4 out in Kinston. Angel Acevedo back on the bump. We're interviewing Melissa Clark, director of video production. Is actually Walker Brook has returned, and we do have an update. We have retrieved West Cath's first professional home run baseball. I don't know how much he had to pay a fan out there for it, but we'll figure that out. Nonetheless, West Cath will get his first professional home run ball here shortly. I'll be able to deliver that to him later after this ball game, and Victor Maskei will dig in here as we're running out of time here in Fayetteville. Melissa, appreciate you hopping on. We're hanging out, having a blast, as we always love to say here in Fayetteville. Maskei swings and misses, 0-1 your count.
Always having a blast. But yeah, Dan, like you said, we got big week coming up. We got $2 Tuesday, got an education day with a first pitch at 11. We got Cinco de Mayo, our biggest Thirsty Thursday of the year. We've got some fireworks post-game on Thursday as well. Friday is going to be our mental health awareness night. Saturday, we're going to be having Derby Day for the Kentucky Derby. So we'll probably be watching that as well in the park. And then, of course, Sunday, we got our Mother's Day.
Nothing better, really, than a good Mother's Day. And I know that my mom will be here. She'll be in the broadcast booth and hanging out. Might put her on air. I don't know. We'll see if she's comfortable with hopping on air. I know Tim Siegel has said that his mother would like to hop on the broadcast. We'll make some stuff happen. We'll incorporate some fun Mother's Day festivities. Pitches low to Maskei, 3-1. Now the count, Acevedo on the bump here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So an action-packed week of baseball on tap on the way at Atrium Health Ballpark coming up. First education day on Wednesday. It's going to be an early wake-up call for us, but all worth it. It's going to be a packed house on Wednesday. Looking forward to Friday as well, seeing everything with Mental Health Awareness Night, a topic that is near and dear to many hearts in the front office of the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Maskei takes a free pass to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning here in Fayetteville. Kennedy Corona, DH, digs in 0-for-2 in the night with a walk back in the second. So all kinds of fun action. We go back to last year, and while the on-field play wasn't the best last year for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, I think we can be honest when we say that. Corona swings and misses, 0-1 now the count. The on-field play wasn't the greatest, but I feel like the Cannonballers were able to put together a fantastic year of bringing fans in, providing quality entertainment, and a big part of that is Melissa Clark coming in as our director of video production, helping out with all of our entertainment stuff on the video board, helping deliver a new source of energy to Atrium Health Ballpark, and it's shown in many ways. 0-2, swung on and lifted high in the air by Corona into right field. Chasing after it is Misael Gonzalez on the warning track, makes the grab. Four out, number one in the inning. Victor Maskei will retreat back to first base. Corona out on an F9. Four
love
out,
to see
number
it.
One. Love to see it. That's a Melissa Clarkism, I think. That's something we need to put on a T-shirt and then put, like, MC on it, perhaps. It's a Melissa Clarkism. Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, will dig in as, actually, Melissa's going to hop off of the broadcast. Appreciate her hopping on. And we will We will holler at everyone soon as Ramirez digs in. Wild pitch from Acevedo. Runner at second in Mascai now as he advances on the wild pitch. We're actually going to welcome Walker Brook back to the broadcast. And I want to get an update on this fun story here because he has somehow retrieved the first pro home run of West Cath. So, Walker Brook, welcome back to the broadcast, my friend. And, dude, please feel free to tell me this amazing story. Check swing at the plate. 0-1 now, the count on Ramirez.
Yeah, so the last time I was on air a couple innings ago, I had mentioned about two-out magic happening. And there were no outs at the time. And making myself look like a fool, I was able to redeem myself when West Cath hit his first career professional home run. And I was able to go out and get the ball after a lot of few trips around the ballpark. I was able to track the kid down and the family, and we were able to negotiate something for a trade of the baseball in return for sending him something down the road. So met with this kid, probably 10 or 12 years old, sitting down there along the left field line, or right field line, excuse me, with his family and super genuine people, and was able to sweet talk them, I guess, my way into getting the baseball back. And they didn't give me throw any fits or anything like that. So that was always
awesome.
It made my life a little bit easier. But shout out to the honestly their game day staff here at Fayetteville. They helped me out, try to locate the guy that gave me a description, and then it was kind of off to the races for me because you know these kids get the ball and then you never know where they could be. They were like it's a game of hide and go seek almost. But I was able to find him and was able to retrieve the baseball, and I think Wes is going to be a very happy man at the end of the night when we deliver the ball. And I think this family that I was able to help out, they'll be happy when they get something in the mail from us later this week.
We'll definitely be able to set them up with a nice little package. I know Wes will be very appreciative of it. And we're joined by Walker Brook again here in the broadcast booth here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Score now 9-5 is actually the Woodpeckers able to get another run on the play from Freddie Guillamo, who gets an RBI single, scoring Victor Mascai. Quincy Hamilton, the right fielder, digs in here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Fayetteville running out of time as there's two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Bar on the bump is Angel Acevedo. Pitch is in the dirt to Hamilton. 2-0 moves to 3-0 on the play. So Walker Brook, he's a man that can do more than just sell tickets and help Chase Bumgarner, our clubhouse manager in the clubhouse. He can also retrieve some home run balls and sweet talk his way into a nice exchange. So we'll definitely be able to set something up with that young man who was so gracious to help us get West Cath his first home run ball in Kannapolis. Quincy Hamilton will take a walk here in this bottom of the eighth. So now 2-1 and 2 out for Leo's Danny Molina. Leo's Danny Molina will step in as Acevedo and Nick Thornquist will chat on the bump here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kannapolis leading 9-5 as for the ballers here in this one. Yuris Ramirez flying out to center field for out number two in the inning. Then Guillamo with a single, scoring Mascai on the play. Quincy Hamilton walks in the half inning as well. And now the shortstop, Leo's Danny Molina, who's already got a home run in this one, steps up against Acevedo. First pitch outside, ball one. Walker Brook back with us here on the broadcast as he was on the broadcast earlier and then quickly hopped off once West Cath had a three-run shot. And he's able to sweet-talk his way into getting that baseball back, and we'll hand it to the Cath family here soon. 1-0 now, 1-1 on Leo's Danny Molina. As Walker, you've actually had to take a little bit of a walk around this ballpark, so you probably caught a lot of cool things going on here. You more than I have. I haven't been able to take a whole lap around the park. I've been kind of in the broadcast booth, haven't been able to make it down there. I wish there was a way that I could, like, strap a Bluetooth headset on me and walk around the ballpark and do a broadcast that way. That might be an idea for one day. However, that would also require some money. And
you know, I think down the line before sometime in our lifetime, we may be able to figure something out just with the technology that's
That'd be a lot of fun. 2-1 grounder over to the shortstop, Wilber Sanchez, fired over to first in time for out number three. So we're through eight here in Fayetteville. The Kannapolis Cannonballers leading over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 9-5 here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Headed to the top of the ninth here in Fayetteville. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Logan Glass, Wilber Sanchez, and Nick Thornquist due up here in this top of the ninth inning. Kannapolis Cannonballers leading 9-5 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We're on the road tripping here as Dan Helody here in the broadcast booth, joined by Walker Brook, our senior ticket sales executive, who pulled off a clutch move today, picking up West Cats' three-run home run. He not only called it, he actually went out and got the baseball. He's going to hand it to West Cath after the game. 0-1 now, 0-2 on Logan Glass, who contributed with a double back in the fifth. And, Walker, I understand you have some questions for me.
Oh, sure do have some questions for you, Mr. Helody. Seems like we have a little bit more time on air today than we have the past two nights, as it seems like this game is generate a few more runs in the past couple nights.
Yeah, the last two games have been slow as far as offense goes. The last two games being 2-1, both in favor of the Woodpeckers, as Logan Glass check swings on that one and it ends up being a strikeout. So yes, both games have been slow as far as offense goes. Fayetteville winning the past two games 2-1. A combined 4 hours of game action for two games on Friday and Saturday, but both were Fayetteville wins. I'm okay with it being longer if it means Kannapolis gets the win. 9-5 is your score now in favor of the Cannonballers, as we're still, it doesn't feel like it's been a short game today, but we're still at just under 3 hours. And as the game started at 2:05, it's 4:54 here on the East Coast. So yeah, while it seems like it's been a little longer today, it really hasn't been. It's only been under 3 hours here in this one, as Sanchez gets a fastball up and in, 2-0 now your count. So you asked me about game speed. I like the pitch clock. I do worry, though, that some of it means it's going a little too fast.
Yeah, I was, as Dan previously alluded to earlier in the season, or this ball game, I came out on Friday night, and by the time I got to my seat, due to the traffic out there, that Friday night rush hour was about the third or fourth inning before I got to my seat, and it was only 7:30. So definitely was able to get here in enough time with it being a Sunday. I was able to make the drive with the other front office staff members over here, and we were able to mosey on in, get to walk around the stadium a little bit. Definitely do like Atrium Health Ballpark. Just that's kind of been my first home and stuff, working in professional sports. So it's always going to have a soft spot for my a place in my heart. But Dan, what's your favorite kind of aspect of Atrium Health Ballpark?
My favorite aspect of Atrium Health Ballpark has to be, I mean, obviously other than the broadcast booth, that'd be the obvious choice. I'm not going to cop out and give you that answer. That's a cheap answer. Honestly, the view from the front row in the seats in front of the right field bar. So not exactly the right field bar itself. While the right field bar is fantastic, and I love the view out there, the front row of seats out there in right field, and kind of geared more towards right center, the front row out there, you're right there. The top of the wall is right at your kneecaps, it feels like. It's a beautiful view of the ball game, and I would that's a place where I'd love to go out and sit and watch a ball game, but obviously can't do that. I'm up in the broadcast booth delivering all the action for our fans that may not be able to make it out to Atrium Health Ballpark, whether they're a couple hundred miles away, a couple thousand miles away, maybe. Even for the fans that are 5 miles away from the ballpark and just can't make it out. 2-1 now, 2-2 on Nick Thornquist. My passion with broadcasting has always been to deliver the action to fans that aren't necessarily able to make it to Atrium Health Ballpark and not make them feel so left out. That's a big passion of mine. It's 2-2 count, two outs on Thornquist. He bloops this one shallow right field, chasing after it is Quincy Hamilton, but it'll land in front of him. Be a base hit for Nick Thornquist. It's his first base hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Now the nine-hole man and Terrell Tatum will dig in. So I have to flip that question around, though, Walker. What's your favorite part of Atrium Health Ballpark?
Honestly, there's really not a bad seat of the house there in downtown Kannapolis, but I would have to say, I don't know. I don't really have a favorite part. There are lots of different hospitality areas that we're able to utilize inside the ballpark, which maybe the old stadium was lacking per se, but we definitely have a lot of family entertainment that we can provide for people, and I think we're only going to grow as an organization moving forward. Last year was a little bit tough to start the season, but kind of as we were getting our ball rolling into the second half of the season, started to pick up a few more wins. I definitely have seen overall working in the sales department, interacting with clients and stuff, we are seeing a strong uptick in group sales, especially, which, you know, one of the biggest things that Matt preaches to us and Vince, our assistant general manager, preaches to us is that sellout mentality. You know, having 5,000 people there on a Saturday night like we did last Saturday, and this coming Saturday, expecting another very large crowd. That's what we, you know, we work towards in the off season, and you know, it almost, you just kind of have to take it, take in the moment when you get that chance, because it only happens a couple of times a year. Yes, you'd love to have it happen 60 to 70 times a year, but realistically, to have, you know, us where we are today through the first, you know, this will, I guess, heck, we're into May now, Dan, but we've been averaging about 3,000 fans or so, which is almost unheard of in the month of April, at least for minor league ballparks. So it's definitely been off to a strong start, and we're really starting to pick up the momentum in the sales department. So looking forward to another great week of baseball, and it's been a pleasure to come out here this weekend for a couple games and see you, Dan. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there listening at home and appreciating what you do.
Oh yeah, hey, I appreciate you, Walker. I appreciate everyone tuning in always. I wouldn't have a job if I didn't have listeners. It's always been the mindset I've had too, is yes, I'm bringing the action for fans that may not be able to make it out for the Kannapolis Cannonballers ball games, but also people have to tune in and listen or watch the games on MILB.TV when we're at home. So again, I appreciate every single one of our fans, Kannapolis Cannonballers fans, tuning in. Even if you're a Fayetteville Woodpeckers fan or a Down East Wood Ducks fan, or you're just a baseball fan, appreciate you tuning in and enjoying a wonderful day of baseball. We're here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Sager Stadium. Kannapolis Cannonballers lead 9-5 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Logan Cerny will dig in. Garrett Shanley, new arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as Shanley is the fourth different pitcher used in this ball game by Guillermo Quiroz. Logan Cerny will lead things off here at the bottom of the ninth. First pitch is in the dirt by Shanley. Moves now 1-0 on Logan Cerny. So, Walker, you talking a little bit about some of the sales stuff, all kinds of stuff, and that's something that I definitely want to remind folks of. We're back home Tuesday through Sunday. A huge week of baseball headed our way this week. 6 o'clock first pitch Tuesday, $2 Tuesdays. All kinds of incentives on the concessions for our lovely fans to enjoy. Education Day Wednesday, if you are able to get out and get a extended lunch at work, maybe come on out. 11 a.m. first pitch on Wednesday. Thursday, Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be a lot of fun enjoying Cinco de Mayo with post-game fireworks. And then Friday night, Mental Health Awareness Night, a night that all of us are highly anticipating and looking to continue to spread awareness of mental health and the importance of it, taking care of it. As 2-1, swung and a miss by Cerny. 2-2. Now your count on the Woodpeckers three-hole man. He'll be followed by Loper Fido and Cody Orr in the lineup. Shanley, deep breath, kicks to the right, throws to the left, an off-speed pitch in the dirt. Now count runs full on Logan Cerny. So, Walker, you have some other questions. I'm aware of such, so I'll open the floor to you, my friend.
Yeah, so, you've been in broadcasting now. This is your first, expanded role with the organization. What was one memorable moment in your young, if you will, broadcasting career?
Man, that's tough. That's a good question. Logan Cerny swings and misses strike 3. One out now. Bottom 9 here in Fayetteville. Honestly, this whole weekend is a big moment that I'm sitting here and enjoying every second of it. This is my first time ever traveling with the team, road tripping. Even if it's just for the weekend, it's been a huge blessing. It's been something I've always wanted to do is be a part of a road trip, so to say, with a team. It's been a blessing. It's been an honor. Opening night this year was a very big one as Loper Fido lifts the 0-1 into left field. It'll drop in front of Logan Glass and be a one-out base knock for Loper Fido. He has a multi-hit game now. Does the former Duke Blue Devil, Cody Orr, now dig in with one on and one out. Opening night this year was big. That was a monument for me. This road trip, this three-game stretch here in Fayetteville has been amazing. It's been truly a blessing. Honestly, just sitting here and knowing that I get to call baseball games and deliver action for the fans at home, and even there's fans that listen in the ballpark. The fans are amazing, and I have a passion for bringing the energy to Kannapolis. I grew up going to Kannapolis Intimidators games, and I've always been passionate for the Kannapolis baseball region, the Kannapolis baseball market. So it's truly a blessing, truly an honor. 0-1 now, 1-1 on Cody Orr. So I know, I'm sure, Walker, when you had your first opening night, it was definitely a surreal experience.
Yeah, for sure. Opening night 20, well, I thought it was going to be 2020, but opening night 2021 was definitely, I remember it wasn't the greatest weather. We had a tarp pull that day, a few, I think, if I recall correctly. But we did make it through. And it was definitely a surreal moment, knowing that baseball had been gone from Kannapolis, organized baseball and playing in front of fans, if you will, had been gone. I think we had hosted a couple college games leading up to the season last year, but it had been over 600 days between the last time an hour is recorded at the Intimidator Stadium and then to the first pitch at Atrium Health Ballpark. So definitely was a time coming and long awaited. And, you know, I think I almost think of this year as being the first quote-unquote normal season. You know, I don't know what the word normal is anymore. Everybody has their own definition of that. but definitely opening night was a special one. 4th of July, too.
As Cody Orr lifts this one in the left center field, it'll drop in the gap. Logan Glass, left fielder, will scoop on it and make the grab, but it's two straight base knocks for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the bottom of the ninth inning, I should say. One out, two on for the first baseman, Victor Mascai. 9-5, still your score. Here's Kannapolis leads. And yeah, that's another one that absolutely I'm looking forward to quite a bit this year. But last year, 4th of July, being at home, having a packed house at Atrium Health Ballpark, our largest crowd in ballpark history. What a night that was.
Yeah, well, hopefully, if I do my job correctly, we'll be breaking that record before 4th of July. You know, I mentioned the game coming up next Saturday. We might have a chance to break 5,000 in the park again next Saturday. So if you're listening out there, don't have a ticket yet, feel free to give us a call, and we will be able to get you guys set up with some seats. They are going quickly, so would love to have you out, create some memories for your families. Even if you're just a single game buyer, we still love you. It still makes us successful as an organization when you come support the Ballers. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun over the next, with the weather getting warmer now. You know, that opening weekend this year was a little cold, but you know, being a kid from Pennsylvania, I was kind of warm by my standards, but I don't know about you. You know, our groundskeeper had his parka out there for the first week of the season or so. But yeah, it's gonna be a great time, and I think we're gonna have a lot of energy that kind of Melissa alluded to earlier in the broadcast about, you know, creating new, fun, exciting ways to get the fans involved, because, you know, not everybody down at this level necessarily is a baseball fan. So we've got to find a way to connect with those, you know, individuals, you know, young kids who might be coming out to the ballpark for the first time.
Absolutely. Pitches in the dirt to Mascai. 1-2. Now the count of the Woodpeckers' first baseman. Two runners on, Lo Perfido and Cody Orr with back-to-back singles. Garrett Shanley on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He picked up a strikeout of Logan Cerny. Mascai at the dish. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, lifted high and foul. We'll have another 1-2 here on Victor Mascai. So definitely looking forward to all kinds of fun, especially coming up this week. Be sure, if you're listening at home, you're listening from Kannapolis, maybe you're in the area, definitely hit up Walker Brook. He will be happy to help you with any tickets and get you set up to come on out to Atrium Health Ballpark for any of our games this year, especially, though, the ones coming up here against Downeast Wood Ducks. 1-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Garrett Shanley picks up strikeout number 2 on the day for him. Now the Woodpeckers down to their final out of the ball game. Kennedy Corona, DH, will dig in.
Van, we're coming down to the final out here, hopefully the Ballers can close this one out here in a quick order, but is your family going to be coming out at all next week?
That's a good question. I'll have to hit them up. I know I mentioned something to them about coming out on Mother's Day, but I'm not 100% sure. I will have to lock it in with them. I know I mentioned something about Mother's Day, having them come out, but they might be around. Yeah, I'll have to talk with them. Kennedy Corona, first pitch is outside, 1-0. The count now on the Woodpeckers, DH. Walker, has your family come down as of recently?
Yeah, so they were actually here for, I want to say, the first Saturday game last year. So they'll be. My parents will be in attendance next weekend on Saturday night. My father's birthday is coming up this week. Actually a week from today, so he'll be making the trip down. He's super excited. I know there are a couple other front office staff members that will be having family in town for the Mother's Day weekend coming up here.
Looking forward to it. It's definitely going to be a great time. As now the Woodpeckers down to their final strike. 1-2 count, two outs, bottom of the ninth. Kannapolis leads 9-5 here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Garrett Shanley on the bump, 1-2. Here's the delivery. Swung on and foul, tipped back by Kennedy Corona. We'll keep it at 1-2. Two outs here in Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. 96 on the fastball from the lefty Garrett Shanley. Former Cincinnati Bearcat is Garrett Shanley. 6'5", 185-pound, 23-year-old from Fort Wayne, Indiana, but he did pitch at the University of Cincinnati as a Bearcat. 1-2, two outs, bottom nine. Here's a delivery. Swung on and fouled back again here at Sager Stadium by Kennedy Corona. We'll have to do another 1-2. Looks like Halen Green is warming up out in the pen for Kannapolis, just in case Garrett Shanley struggles to get out of this half inning. So far, though, so good. He's picked up two strikeouts despite the two singles from Lo Perfido and Orr. Shanley on the bump, 1-2, two outs. Bottom nine, delivery. Curve ball in the dirt, picked out by catcher Nick Thornquist. 2-2 now on the way for Kennedy Corona. The chants of Let's Go Packers have arisen from Sager Stadium here in Fayetteville. 2-2 count, two outs, Kennedy Corona, last hope. Here's a delivery from Shanley. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Ballers win on Sunday here in Fayetteville. Garrett Shanley picks up the win at the end here in Fayetteville. Ballers pick this one up 9-5. Kennedy Corona strikes out swinging. That's your ball game here from Fayetteville. So the Ballers and Woodpeckers split this one here in Fayetteville. They split the series in even 3-3. Kannapolis moves to now 10-11 on the season, holding on to fourth place in the Carolina League South Division. The Woodpeckers move to 8-13 on the year. They drop now to 8-13. They'll have to await the Columbia Fireflies ball game. They started 6:05 over in Myrtle Beach. Quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be back with the postgame here in just a moment. Here, Dan Hilody in the broadcast booth. Be back for the postgame in just a moment. Welcome back to the broadcast booth here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 9-5 here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Kannapolis picks up the victory, moving to 10-11 on the year. A couple of looks at some of the notable performers for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. How about West Cath? 1-for-3, 4 RBIs, 2 walks on the day. Huge day for the Scottsdale, Arizona native, as I'm also joined by Walker Brook, our senior ticket sales executive. He is on the mic here with me. He's actually able to get West Cath's first pro home run ball as he, West Cath goes 1-for-3, 4 RBIs on the day, 3 of those coming on that 3-run shot that Walker Brook was able to go grab.
Yeah, that was a fun adventure throughout the day. Afternoon, it took me a couple innings to track that one down, but looking forward to going down to the clubhouse here in a couple minutes after we hop off the air and deliver that baseball to Mr. Cath, as he, you know, I know he puts in the time, the work, and I'm sure it was nice to see a ball finally go over the fence after a couple weeks, you know.
0-for-5 day for DJ Gladney, but he does get an RBI. Wilford Veras, 1-for-5. Logan Glass, multi-hit game, 2-for-4. Wilbur Sanchez, another multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with an RBI. As for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the mound, how about Brooks Gaswine? He struggles a little bit, but not too bad. 3 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 2 walks, 6 punch-outs. How about Chase Plimel? 2 1/3, 4 strikeouts, shutout, no-hit innings for Plimel. Angel Acevedo, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, no strikeouts. And then Garrett Shanley comes in, 1 inning, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts for Shanley. As for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, they out-hit the Kannapolis Cannonballers. However, they lose this one 9-5 to the good guys. Kannapolis Cannonballers. Molina, 2-for-5 with an RBI. Logan Cerny, 1-for-5 RBI. Lo Profito, 2-for-5 on the day. Cody Orr, 2-for-5 an RBI. On that, couple of walks for Victor Mascai. 1-for-4 night for Ramirez. 1-for-4 with an RBI for Ramirez. 1-for-4 night for Guillamo. As for that, not much else for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on offense. Woodpeckers using 6 different pitchers into this one. Ulola, 2/3 of an inning, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. He departs the ballgame from there. Matthews, rough day for Zach Matthews on the bump. A third of an inning, no hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 3 walks, a couple hit by pitches. Produces a lot of runs for Kannapolis early on. Reyna, an inning and a strikeout. 2 2/3 on the day for Swanson. 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Ford comes in, an inning and a third. 2 hits, a run, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. And then Batista, Edinson Batista, the righty. 3 innings, 1 hit of shutout baseball. 1 walk and 5 strikeouts. So that's your final here at Seeger Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 9-5 your score as they split the series here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It is 9-5 at the end of today's game. They win 3 and lose 3 here in Fayetteville. Now they're headed home to face off against the Down East Wood Ducks. And the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are departing tomorrow or Tuesday. Either one, it doesn't matter. They're headed to Charleston. Face off against the River Dogs, the affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Again, final score here from Seager Stadium. Ballers win 9-5 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Well, Walker, Brooke, appreciate you tuning in for a good amount of time here on the broadcast. Thank you as well to Melissa Clark, Tim Siegel, as well as all of our front office. Matt Millward joined us last night. A wonderful interview that was. Everyone hopping in, having a blast here in Fayetteville. From all of us here with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Dan Helody on the Ballers Baseball Network. For now, I'll leave you with what I always leave you with. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. We'll see you on Tuesday at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Ballers host the Down East Wood Ducks Tuesday through Sunday. Grab your tickets and see you then. Good night, everybody.